Oh, 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 there you are. trendsetter. Y'all niggas ain't shit. No, it's your daddy or your granddaddy. That's the problem. I won boy last night. I know you niggas ain't right. You can ride for a nigga your whole life. New pussy, fuck it up in one night. Now he done played you, got you in his bed. Told you that he loved you when he really loved your head. Man, these niggas bout them games. Tempt that nigga out and treat a lame like a lame. I don't care, all money spend the same. But you don't fuck that niggas, I do, it's levels to this game. I ain't preaching, there's a lot of shit I don't know. But one thing for sure, never trust a hoe. I'ma show you how to do it. Listen, get a team of niggas, put all they ass through it. Girl, you loved him, but he ain't love you. Cause if he loved you, he wouldn't act like he do. While you're sitting around crying, cause he left. He worried about you, worry about yourself. Stack that paper, girl, get your check. Fuck that nigga, be on to the next.
People always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb questions. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.
Look at the air. Look at the hang time.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospects for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other.
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo.
Hot damn politics.
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 I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back.
won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back. These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust Panel.
Brain Trust Panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everybody.
Hot Damn Politics, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Only on WPAG Radio. Wait a minute. Hold up. We're not talking about surviving the beauty shop. We're not even talking about surviving midday traffic. We're talking about
surviving the game.
Life is a game played on the biggest stage. The objective is to survive. Kick it with me every Friday night, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الوالي الكريم وصلى الله على أنبياء أجمعين والمسيح والمحسي والمجدد لمن مرسلين أما بعد Are we not the bearers of witness that nothing would exist if Allah didn't create it and that He is alone and has no part And that all gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer of all the boundless universes. All gratitude is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the generous eternal friend. And send salutations of Allah on all of his prophets and his apostles. And on the Messiah, the anointed one. And on the Mahdi, the guide. And on the Mujaddid, the reformer, which was all sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send greetings and we send peace throughout the boundless universe to all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
The man of the hour, airing 7 days a week at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Jay Ella. And when I ain't here banging out these amazing beats, I'm cooling with my peeps at the Don Nicolione after party. Come through and chat it up with us anytime. Meet up with the Brain Trust. Come listen to some good music. Get caught up in some good conversation. You may even catch a building session from time to time. Learn something new. Get yourself inspired. What you gotta do, you have to go to www.powtalk.com. Search Don Nicolione the after party. And there you are. And here we go.
The best antioxidants, pure protein, superfood on the planet. Let Greener Greens supply you with their raw organic moringa. Moringa is a super immune booster, providing a powerhouse of minerals and amino acids. Visit Greener Greens on the World Wide Web at www.greener-greens.com and place your order of moringa today. Available in 8 and 16 ounces, along with their many other organic superfoods. Call Greener Greens at 510-479-6406 and place your order of moringa today. Remember, the greener the leaner, Greener Greens.
You catch my girl legs open, better smash that. Don't be surprised if she asks where the cash at.
Let's talk about what they don't want you to talk about.
On the Donna Coleon Show, Rock Talk Radio, Monday through Friday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Or GeorgiaGossip.com.
WGAG Radio.
You're listening to Don Nicoleon. Don't forget the tip, the booty on duty.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleon, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleon, man.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh, they ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleon, man.
Oh, they ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Oh, they ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me in Sonny Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleon, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleon, man.
When I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style. When I die, bury me in Sonny Lewis style. All I want for my birthday.
Don Nicoleon, man.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeah, 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 what up? It's the God, Sakim Ra. You chillin' with Don Nicoleon, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call him Big Booty.
Booty,
skirt, skirt. Wrist moving, cookie getting took.
I'm in the kitchen.
Cams everywhere.
Cams.
Just made a juice.
Yeah,
I got fans everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extend no clip. Extend no roll. When your girl leave me, she need a hair salon.
Sorry, y'all. That was the wrong show. Here we go. This is the Don Nicoleon Show Reloaded. We keeping these shows going until Don gets forward. She will be forward. Very soon, so y'all keep it locked, keep, you know, just keep abreast so you can get right back to it. This is Protesters Are Actors from 2011, not a...
Blog Talk Radio.
All these bitches is my sons, and I'ma go and get some bits for 'em. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on 'em. If I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on 'em. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake, baby.
You must have lost your fucking mind. You must have bumped your fucking head. stone is flawless. F1, I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1, but I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef come. Throw some fresh ones. More talent in my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what Larry look like. Bitch, I can't even say what I'm
all these bitches is my sons, and I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get money so I do's what I pleases. I live where the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitch is so crusty, disgust me. Gator bitch a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the dusty. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew. I'm the Terminator. Bitch talk slick, I'ma have to Terminator. These little nappy headed hoes need a Permanator. You my seed, I spray you with the Germinator. Move back, bug. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed, so bitches.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Napoleon on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Don Napoleon.
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Settle down, class. Settle down. This is the Don Nicoleon Show. You know how we do it. Top of the day, mate. This is the top of the day. Don Nicoleon Show. Please believe it. BlogTalkRadio.com, WGAG-radio. Georgia Gospel. Please believe it. I am your host, Don Nicoleon. Yeah, yeah. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. Touch yourself. See that you are alive. Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, man. Matter of fact, speaking of alive, man, yesterday was my grandmother's Earth Day. Please believe it. So we baked cookies and we ate cookies and we sung happy birthday to Madea, you know what I'm saying? The realest woman ever in my bloodline and my family made a transition April and some change. I think it was April 9th last year. And yesterday was her Earth Day, man. So, you know, me and my babies, we did it big. From being everything, you feel me? Even though her choice of beverage is champagne, big ups to Madea once again. I love you, Bobby. All right, man. Anyway, man, hope you all had an awarding strong end. That's right. I said strong end. Fuck the weekends. That's for the weaklings. Yes. So this is the Don Nicoleon Show, man. Got a lot of news. Got this entertainment coming up. Report, flashback jam of the day. Please believe it. And I'm calling Rodney Walker in on the show, our field reporter. He's live in Egypt as we speak, so y'all will be able to hear from Rodney coming shortly. Please believe it. Other than that, man, I got the flashback jam of the day coming up. Don't say I ain't never did nothing for you. Here it is.
We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
Bring on
Sluggish Bones. Please believe it, Bones Thugs and Harmony. What's good with y'all? Hope y'all are feeling it, feeling yourselves, man. Hope y'all got your workout on, you know what I'm saying? I fucked around, got on that weed fit this weekend, broke my heart, so a nigga working out again, you feel me? Yep, Don Nicole Young, boy, I got to lose some goddamn pounds. Oh, special shout-out to Arthur of Caribbean Line, Caribbean Cruise Line, man. Nigga gave me, like, the biggest fucking greatest deal of the motherfucking century. Please believe it, man. I got a three-day weekend in the Bahamas, plus goddamn 24, 38, 48 hours on the cruise line coming. God damn it. Thank God for Arthur, boy, black dude. Y'all better believe it. Gave me goddamn... Hey, nigga, $500 got me a goddamn cruise to the goddamn Bahamas, goddamn a two-day goddamn night in Fort Lauderdale, and goddamn 3 days in the Bahamas, you feel me? So I got 7 goddamn days for $500 motherfucking dollars. God damn, you know Don getting the fuck out of here, boy. Yes, she is. God damn, boy, that thing there came right on time. So, yeah, I got to get 5 for the cruise, you feel me? Got to be able to put on the one piece. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Hey, dog, I got to put on a one piece on you motherfuckers. Not a two-piece, goddammit. I'm a little shame. I got shame for myself. Fuck what you heard. Fuck what you heard. I got shame for myself, man. One piece with a little goddamn little skirt tied wrapped around my ass for the summer. Yes, Lord, yeah. Jesus. I got shame, man. Believe it or not, I got shame for myself, man. I don't give a fuck how fine a nigga might be, but goddamn it, I got to cover up, my goodness. Yeah. So I'm excited about that one. It actually came in my daughter's name and shit. So, you know, y'all interested in taking a cruise? Give your girl a holler, you feel me? You want to get the fuck out of there, give your girl a holler. I'm getting the fuck out of this motherfucker, this Mickey Ficky, real soon and shit, you feel me? They looked out for me, though. Three goddamn vacations for $500 motherfucking dollars, one on the Titanic, two in Florida, and one, once I get to the Bahamas, I'm staying there for goddamn 2 motherfucking days. 3 nights, 2 days and 3 nights, some old shit like that, you feel me? I'm getting the fuck out of this motherfucker. Yeah! So, hey, man, if y'all need a deal like that, holler at your girl, you feel me? I go holler at Arthur for you, you feel me? Your number one goddamn, what you call them motherfuckers, travel agent. Now, goddamn, I can get you what you want, boy. Money talk bullshit. Wow, boy, that nigga got me everything upgraded, my motherfucking room, all that shit. And I get to eat free in all 3 motherfucking places. Don't know how to talk, boy. Eat free at goddamn the hotel in Fort Lauderdale. Eat free on the cruise. Of course, you can eat free at the cruise. And I get to eat goddamn free in the motherfucking Bahamas. You know I love to eat. I love to eat. Yes, I do. I love to eat. Goddamn, I love to eat. All right, here it is, man. I got the news, man. Let me stop bullshitting. But special shout out to Arthur, man, and Lakeisha, man. And Frederick, man, all 3 of them niggas had to come together. It's like, look, yo, man, obviously the bitch got money. You see, I be calling like I got money and shit, you feel me? I be like, oh, no, no, excuse me, we only sleep on the best. I need an upgrade. No, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Niggas say, I'll upgrade you. I will upgrade y'all motherfuckers. I said, that's what I'm talking about, $500 motherfucking dollars of an upgrade. Shit, nigga, I got the shit on the best when I'm anywhere. You feel me? All right, that's it. Now, goddamn. I just had to put all that shit on record real quick. Speaking of putting shit on record, where we going to start at? Man, there's been some crazy shit going on. Gay rights advocate beaten to death in Uganda. Have y'all heard about that? The gay rights activist? Advocate, whatever you want to call it. He was beaten to death in Uganda. Everybody want to go back to Africa? Okay. Mourners will gather Friday to say goodbye to a Ugandan gay rights activist who was beaten to death with a hammer in his home near the capital. Weeping family and friends gathered at the scene as questions lingered over whether David Kato was a victim of homophobia. Late last year, his name and photo were printed on the cover of a tabloid newspaper that called for gays to be executed. The story, which included a banner that says, "Hang them," reignited anti-gay sentiments and sparked an outcry from our gay from gay rights groups worldwide. Police said initial investigators are focusing on robbery in his rough Mukuno neighborhood. Cato's money and some clothes were missing after the attack, authorities said. But some human rights activists said his death was tied to his campaign. "I'm very angry because everybody who knew David knew he was dynamic. He did not have any trouble. He was just an activist," said Julius Kagawa, a human rights advocate in the East African nation. "This, to me, is a hate crime. Really, to put it bluntly, it is a hate crime." Arrest warrants have been issued for two suspects, authorities said. To actually see the article, you can go to georgiagossip.com. I believe it's on its front page. All right. Shoo, beat with a hammer, gay activist. Boy, not good. Also, chaos and gunshots inside a Detroit police station. Remember that? A gunman opened fire inside a Detroit police precinct on January 24th this year, wounding four officers, including a commander, before he was shot and killed by police. The gunman walked in through the precinct revolving door shortly after 4 p.m. and opened fire indiscriminately at officers, police said. The officer fired back, killing the gunman. Utter chaos and pandemonium took place. Police Chief Ralph Godby said, "At the time of the shooting, we have a number of officers who are shaken up," Godby told news reporter. Also, the video, they actually put a video up. I put it on my Facebook page, you know what I'm saying? So you can go to Don Nicole on Facebook page, scroll down, because I put other news articles up, and you can actually see the video footage of actually what took place inside that precinct, all right? You can see the dude coming in. And what puzzled the shit out of me, I don't know if y'all seen this yet, but go to my Facebook page, scroll down, you'll see the video up. But what puzzled me is that the gunman, this motherfucker thought he was Rambo or some goddamn body. This nigga leaps and jumps over the damn counter or whatever, you know, the reception desk of the police station, jumps over it and start blasting this shit. That's how he ended up getting his ass killed. You know what I'm saying? But you should see that shit. That shit funny as fuck, because next thing you know, you just see the nigga jump over, roll on the floor and shit. Like, this nigga was straight up Rambo and shit. And the first thing came to my mind was, why the fuck did that nigga do that shit for? That was the first thing that went through my mind. Next thing you know, the nigga, I couldn't even tell when he was hit, but he took a few niggas out with him off the rip, though. I had to put that on record. And what really fucked me up is before they go into the surveillance video of what took place, there's an officer that gives a statement right before, I want to say some old political correct shit about that it's important that y'all see the video and all this type of shit like that, but I'm trying to figure out why. Why is the video public? It's just certain things that puzzles me, like why would videos go viral? You know, certain videos like the one in the courtroom with a brother, and I didn't put that one up because I didn't want to ruin anybody's day, but the guy, the brother of the dude that killed his, the brother of the sister, the husband kills his sister, and he's in courtroom damn near having a nervous breakdown. Five or six officers had to hold him down and all that stuff, and you see the camera in court, and it just, certain things just puzzles me, like why the fuck do they put this shit out to go viral for us to see? You know, I just don't understand shit like that. You know, I don't understand that. It's incredible. I don't know what the fuck the objective is, you know, the motive is behind shit like that. But anyway, if you go to Facebook on my page, Don Nicole on Facebook page, it's up there. You'll be able to see them. If you have not seen the actual footage of the Detroit police precinct and the dude coming in and, he killed, wounding four officers, including a commander, before he was shot and killed. So, you know, but they put the shit up. I don't know. I have no idea why. All right. Also, speaking of why, anti-violent speaker arrested for punching woman. All right. Black guy. Okay. He's an anti-violent speaker. I don't know if y'all seen that shit. Anti-violence speaker arrested for hitting Chicago area woman, says report. Warren Jackson is a motivational speaker against violence in the Chicago area. His occupation didn't stop him, however, from allegedly beating on a woman in a parked car inside of a shopping center parking lot on January 21st. According to police, a shopper saw Jackson put a toddler, listen, according to police, a shopper saw Jackson put a toddler in the front passenger seat of a car before he turned around from the driver's seat and punched a woman in the back seat. The Chicago Tribune reports that the 40-year-old claimed he was arguing with the woman but did not hit her, even though she was checked in the hospital with multiple bruises. Jackson's organization, titled We Stop the Killings, is under investigation by Attorney General's office for illegally reinstating a long-dissolved charity and soliciting donations from the public. Y'all better watch it. Falsely claiming the funds would help prevent youth violence in the Chicago area. Apparently, stopping the beatings doesn't fall under his organization's umbrella, and the man described on the company's site as a force for positive change and empowerment takes the words force and empowerment a little too literally. All right. Damn, boy, y'all got to watch. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my anti-violence guy beat. Oh, Lord Jesus, what the hell's going on? Where else I'm at? All right, Chris Brown is actually asking the judge to remove the restraining order in Rihanna's beating case. All right, R&B singer Chris Brown, 21 years old, appeared in court today, January 28th, with his attorney Mark Garrigos, for a probation progress report hearing in Los Angeles. According to Radar Online, Gregos asked the judge to remove the restraining order that was imposed on him after he pled guilty to assaulting Rihanna in 2009. It makes it difficult at award shows and such, says Gregos. Brown has 3 Grammy nominations, but he is not scheduled to attend the award show next month. The judge will consider whether Rihanna and her attorney will approve in modifying the order from a stay-away order to a do-not-annoy order. Wait a minute. From a stay-away order to a do-not-annoy order. Incredible. Brown was given a sentence of 5 years probation in order to complete 190 days of community labor and a year of domestic violence counseling. All right, well, we hope everything works out for Mr. Brown. We do, surely indeed. Also, speaking of we hope everything works out, well, Jesus Hates Obama, which is a Super Bowl ad shot down by Fox, okay? Fox rejects Jesus Hates Obama Super Bowl ad, according to the site creator Richard Belfry. The Fox television network may have been displaying integrity by refusing to run the Jesus Hates Obama commercial during the Super Bowl, upcoming Super Bowl, but the controversial ad has brought exposure to the campaign creating by comedian Richard Belfry. All right. The ad features 2 bobblehead dolls, one of the President Barack Obama and another of what appears to be Jesus Christ. Yeah, right. No, what appears to be a white man, because Jesus was a black man, not a blue-eyed blonde. While Battle Hymn of the Republic plays, the camera pans to both dolls, signifying a standoff with Obama's figurines, finally falling into a fishbowl. The Jesus doll stands proudly wearing the company's signature shirt that reads, Jesus Hates Obama. All right. A block of text on the front page of JesusHatesObama.com reads, do we really believe that Jesus hates Obama? Of course not. However, we do believe in freedom, as in the freedom to make fun of the Obama administration with novelty T-shirts. Our products may be a joke, but so are the policies of this administration. Belfry explains, this isn't a stunt, and we're definitely not trying to capitalize on the horrific events that happened in Arizona. Jesus Hates Obama has been around since 2009. We've made a ton of money with limited exposure so we and our investors can see the potential this brand has, which is more popular than ever. The popularity of the site may not reach the Super Bowl audience it was intended for, but somehow the denial of the ad has been leaked to the media, and Belfry may just be in for a bigger payday. This is heavy speculation about the funding of this site, and now about to release this story. Watch the Jesus Hates Obama commercial. I'll put it in the chat room. You can scroll down and take a look at it if you like. All right? I'll put it in the chat room. It's also up on politics, on world politics on georgiagossip.com. But if you click on that and just look at it, it's about a 20-second commercial of Jesus and Obama. God damn it, that shit is incredible. Or may I say Jesus and Obama. All right. Also, my last news, and then we go to my special reporter, my field reporter, Rodney Walker, in Egypt right now. He's about to give us an update on what's going on in Egypt. But before, I guess we can talk about this as well. This has been the talk for over the weekend, which certain things I refuse to talk about, just don't like to get into it, but certain people was asking how come I didn't put this up or speak about it on my show last week. California second graders accused of having oral sex in classroom. The video is up as well on Georgia Gossip. California police are investigating reports that a number of second grade students engaged in sexual activity while their teacher was present in the classroom. Authorities were called to Markham Elementary School in Oakland, where a second-grade teacher has been placed on administrative leave. Police report that they have firsthand accounts from students that classmates engaged in oral sex and stripped off some of their clothes while class was in session. The teacher, a man whose name has not been released, told the officials that he did not see any of the alleged acts that took place last week. He has been barred from campus until the investigation is completed. A spokesman for the Oakland Unified School District released a statement on the situation saying, "We believe if the reports are true, they were a serious lapse of judgment or lack of supervision in the classroom. We're investigating how could this have happened. It seems unthinkable to us just the same way it does to the public." And bam.
In Oakland tonight, educators and parents can hardly believe what they're hearing. Second graders supposedly involved in sexual acts in class. ABC 7's Tomas Roman is live outside Markham Elementary School tonight with a story. Tomas.
It really is incredible. We're here at Markham Elementary School on 73rd Avenue near Bancroft, and the words the school district are using to describe the sex acts they say occurred at second grade students here are shocking, unbelievable, and alarming. Now, they still don't know exactly when last week these events occurred because the principal only learned about them yesterday.
We are trying to get to the bottom of it and determine how something so heinous could have occurred.
Oakland School District spokesperson Troy Flint was running out of words to describe the shocking sexual incidents that a student said took place in a second grade classroom here at Markham Elementary School sometime last week.
On one occasion, two students were engaged in sexually explicit acts. In a separate incident, students were disrobing in the class and were in various states of undress.
When the principal learned of the incident, she began an investigation and sent out this letter to all the other parents describing what happened and adding that the teacher in the classroom where the acts allegedly occurred will not be reporting to the site pending the outcome of the investigation.
There was an adult present at the time, so obviously there was an egregious lapse of supervision. It's not clear how this could have happened. It's totally unacceptable.
Dwight Munson has a niece who attends Markham.
It's unheard of. I mean, this would have never happened during the time when I went to school or the time when my children went to school. I mean, this is just absurd, like unbelievable.
The district has a counselor talking to the children to find out why and how these events occurred.
We know it's natural for young children to have curiosity, but certainly not to express it in this way, and it's not acceptable for it to happen when an adult is present who's supposed to provide guidance. So we will be going over with the children how to restrain that curiosity.
Now, the investigation is being conducted by the Oakland Police and the school district.
Is not in service.
As well as school
counselors. Please check the number and dial again.
That, Principal Pam Booker sent to the parents, she also included an apology and said that she was actually going to get to the bottom of this and make sure that it never happens again. Reporting live in Oakland, I'm Tomas Roman, ABC 7 News.
Okay, Tomas, thanks very much. And the letter Markham Elementary's principal sent to parents that Tomas just mentioned is posted on our website. Just look on our homepage at abc7news.com.
All right, that's that. And I guess if y'all want to talk about it, I see, you know, a few people in the chat room discussing this disgusting report of second-grade children supposedly having oral sex and all that type of stuff. But before we get into that, let me call my field reporter, Rodney Walker, live from Egypt right now, so we can get this thing popping. And hopefully he will answer, because it is important that we get him on the line. I don't know if y'all can hear me. If y'all can hear me, that'll be good.
Hello.
Hi, is this Rodney?
What up? What's up? Yeah, it's me.
Oh, Rodney, what's good, baby? This is Don Nicole Young. We're live on the Don Nicole Young Show. I know that you are in Egypt right now. Give us the update, please. What's going
just
on
a bunch
in
of bullshit out here. Bunch of looting. Bunch of prisoners being let out of prison right now. The guards are just opening up the prison doors. Over 1,000 prisoners have been released for absolutely no reason, so they can continue to make chaos in the street. To be honest, that's exactly what I'm seeing here.
Hmm. Okay, so you're telling me that they released a bunch of inmates from jail with no excuse? Is this is the reason why all the bloodshed is going on right now in Egypt?
No, it's that's not specifically the reason. That actually has nothing to do with it. The fact is that they have released prisoners with no explanation, and that's what the news is saying. They have released prisoners with no
explanation. Hold up, we can't hear you.
Why?
We're losing you.
They have released prisoners
mm-hmm.
to join in this chaos that's going on for absolutely no reason. You know, they shut off the internet. They have completely shut the internet off. They have Vodafone has shut down many of the cell towers. So they've done this so people can't communicate, which is absolutely just going to drive people more insane, because if that's what the world is used to and you snatch it from them, it's going to make them act even more crazy. So we've got martial law. We have got curfews at 4 p.m., food shortages. No one just, you know, just slamming food.
Yeah, I need you to speak up, because we can barely hear you. I know it's a bad connection down there in Egypt. Okay, so you said they cut off the internet connection. They're long food. What else?
They cut off some cell phone towers. A lot of cell phone towers are down. A company by the name of Vodafone, they have shut down a lot of their cell phone towers. So a lot of people are not allowed to use their cell phones. And this has been going on for, I think, 3 days now. Americans are trapped over there. They are charting Americans to other parts of Europe. And it's a mess.
I heard that the federal government was striving to get people out of there through airplane flights.
Yep. They are.
What's the update on that?
They're saying 50,000 Americans in Egypt, wherever they got that number from.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm going to ask you that. Where the hell they get that from? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, the power of the voice on the television is amazing. So wherever they get, I'm sorry, not 50,000, 52,000. 52,000 Americans are in Egypt, and they are trying to get some out, and they're charging people to other parts of Europe. That's what I've heard.
Okay, and what is all of this about? I mean, I know they're disguising it over the so-called president to get him out of office, but, it, you know, just give us the truth, Rodney. What is this all about?
The truth is that whatever you see on your television sets is all fake and false. The truth is this is pretty much just a dry run to practice what they're going to do in the United States, because everything that you are seeing is going to be transferred here. And mm-hmm. to, for anyone to believe that the United States doesn't have their hand in this thing going on in Europe, you'd be crazy. So it's basically you take your military, you take your TV cameras, and you combine the two, and what you do is you make it look like the military needs to be against their own people. You make it look like the protesters are out there to do damage to people for whatever reason. You take out the police for whatever reason, as they have done in Egypt. They have totally taken out the police.
Really?
And they have brought in the military. Now,
and
why would they take out
the
police?
Did they bring in their own military?
At this point, it is their own military, but you know the United States has to be involved with everybody's business, especially when they're behind it. So as is speaking now, American soldiers will be going over to Egypt to help them with their fight against protesters.
Did this happen before? Because, you know, my days and hours are mixed up. Did this happen before Obama gives the State of the Union address where he says that we will not be putting their money overseas anymore? Did this happen before or after that?
Well, as I speak the truth, I do not know. I can't confirm that.
Okay. Okay, because all of a sudden America wants to now, you know, I guess all the 52,000 citizens that's over there wants to get planes and all of that stuff and get all the Americans out of there. That's going to cost some goddamn money, won't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What also is amazing is that they're saying a group called the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be taking over pretty much as the new leader of Egypt. Now, they say that the Muslim Brotherhood is a high terrorist group that has been associated with the so-called bin Laden. But yet, at the same time, in 2009, Obama invited the Muslim Brotherhood to dinner here in the United States. So
say what?
We can pretty much put two and two together and figure when this shit is all done and over, the Muslim Brotherhood is going to be behind the coming terrorist attack in the United States, as we now do have, as I have predicted. In New Mexico and California, we have Egyptian protesters starting up right now. So anyone could pretty much see where this is going.
Okay, so right now in California and in Mexico, there are...
New Mexico,
there are Egyptian protesters right now in Cali?
Exactly. There are Egyptian protesters in Cali and Egyptian protesters in New Mexico.
Now, what are the Egyptian protesters in California and New Mexico protesting? The same goddamn thing?
Same thing over the guy who they're trying to get to stand down.
Why would they be in California protesting? Shouldn't they be in Egypt doing that?
Well, of course they should be in Egypt doing that, but when you write a movie script for things to play out over a certain amount of years, it has to go a certain way so everybody can be involved in it in the United States. The United States has their hand in everything. So this is exactly what's happening here. But, you know, the average person is going to look at the news and they're just going to look at these Egyptian protesters as bad people. But what a lot of people need to understand is that in these times, all these major protests start with actors. What they do is they use the actors to protest, and when they combine that with the video cameras with the news, that will draw in the real protesters to join the actors. So now they have got this thing blown up to where they want it to be. And this is exactly what they will do over here.
Okay.
They have
so
done this in Canada at the. They have done this in Canada at the G20 summit in Canada when the world leaders met in Canada a few years back. This is what they do.
So and so what you're saying is that they staged it and then eventually made it real by getting other people, you know, civilians in a sense involved in it. So what is
exactly
the purpose of staging all of this? What is it that the United States government want? What is it? Is this all about the New World Order thing? Is this a one world government? Is this what this about?
You got damn right. This is exactly what this is about.
Does it also implement in the pre-crime law that's coming?
You got damn right. This is exactly what this is about. And what they're doing is doing a dry run over in Egypt.
This is our, and again, for those who are just tuning in, this is actually Rodney Walker, our field reporter, live from Egypt right now, reporting to us on the Don Nicolione Show. People are asking inside the chat room, those viewers that tune in live to listen in on the Don Nicolione Show, they are asking why Egypt?
They're asking why Egypt?
Why Egypt?
Why not Egypt? I mean, it has nothing to do with why exactly Egypt is going to spread everywhere. This isn't something that is just specifically Egypt. This is just what you're seeing right now. They are going to have a one-world government, and this is just where they have chosen to start this bullcrap. This is eventually going to flow to other countries, other continents, and this will end up here in the United States. And then what you're seeing now and everything you're hearing is done on purpose. They are going to bring in curfews here in the United States.
Mm.
They are going to bring in food shortages. They are
right.
going to jump the gas prices, what they have done, what the hell does the protesting have to do with why a canal has been shut off and they can't get the ships through for the oil. Now they're saying they have to make these ships go 6,000 miles around Africa extra, of course, because they're going to shoot up the gas prices.
Right.
They're going to shoot them up everywhere.
Okay.
And
Rodney, I know you're quite busy over there in Egypt, but we have a few spectators listening in and skeptics. Basically, obviously didn't get the answer, but let me ask that question again from the chat room. Why would chaos in Egypt cause martial law in America?
The reason it's going to cause martial law in America is because when you are trying to create a one-world government, and they're not ready to pull it off here. Do you understand that? Everything that's been going on, everything you see going on takes time. It takes
right.
time to build this. And when I say time, I mean years. This is years of hard work. While everyone's looking at the bullcrap on the televisions and the sports channels and who's the best housewife of Atlanta, all this crap is going on behind the scenes, and you don't understand it. You don't hear about this type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating a one-world government, and they are going to do a lot of damage to the United States. So it doesn't matter if it's Egypt. It doesn't matter if it's Africa, wherever.
And I hope this helps the skeptics that's listening and that's typing in the chat room, that basically ever since, let's say, 1776, that basically it has been a snowball effect going on, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. It's a ripple effect,
exactly.
But the United States government and all the other world leaders are basically pulling the strings and making it a ripple effect where martial law has to be in place.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Exactly. I mean, you got to look at what's going on here in the world. Like, you listen to the story on how the woman who was just arrested for or is thrown in jail for her child going to school in a different school district. You know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's a lot of things that happen, and the media just makes it seem like it's just so okay and normal, and we just accept it. You know, and it is terrible. This world is about to be turned upside down, and we can already see the gas tubing up now, and the food is shooting up now. This can be seen if you really take the time to look at it, look at the prices in the stores. They're shooting up the food and they're shooting up the gas. And they're expecting the gas to actually double over the next couple months because of the thing that's going on in Egypt.
Wow.
They've already...
Will this harm us is the question that I just got a private text. Would this harm us as American citizens? If the government enforced martial law based on the snowball effect, the ripple effect, and staging these events to implement New World Order or the martial law, would this affect the United States citizens?
Yes, it is going to affect United States citizens.
In what way?
In what way? Well, of course, there'll be more job loss. There'll be chaos in the streets. People will be locked up because they will be looked at as being a bad person because they'll be labeled a protester. They'll be labeled all these different names. And when you take away the people's resources on purpose, I mean, Obama already has the go-ahead to pull the trigger on the United States as far as the internet and cell phone towers. This has already been loaded in.
Baffled me. What do you mean he has the go-ahead to pull the internet?
Let me pull up the story right here.
Yeah, the
exact same thing they did in Egypt.
And I really thank you because via our technology that we have here at our studio, WGAG Radio Studios, he is able to access our satellite so he can pull it up on the internet there in Egypt. That is truly a blessing. Also, could you please put the article in the WGAG Radio chat room for our listeners and also for myself when you pull up that article? Can you please post it in the chat room? Yes, indeed.
I'm pulling it up right now. He has the authority to take over the internet service providers. I'm putting it here. I got it right here. He can pull the kill switch at any time on all American internet service providers.
Okay,
which means
put it in
that
the chat
no
room
one
for us, please. Also,
okay,
one of our viewers in the chat room, there it is. It's up, everybody. Let's click on that link right now. Also, one of our viewers in the chat room says Facebook now has the legal rights to take over your computer. Please, chatter, if you may, post that article up also in the chat room for us as well. We would like to find out more about that. Okay, new bill gives Obama kill switch to shut down the internet. Okay, go ahead and take it away, Rodney. Could you read that to us, please?
Okay. And let me, you want me to read the article?
Yes.
It says, the federal government would have absolute power to shut down the internet under the terms of new U.S. Senate bill being pushed by Joe Lieberman. Now, I think this is a rather old rather old information from late last year. So I think
it's still new.
Legislation which would hand President Obama a figurative kill switch to seize control of the World Wide Web in response to Homeland Security directives. Lieberman has been pushing for government regulation of the internet for years under the guise of cybersecurity, but this new bill gives even further in handing emergency powers over the feds, which could be used to silence free speech under the pretext of national emergency. The legislation says that companies such as broadband providers, search engines, or software firms that the U.S. government selects shall immediately comply with any emergency measure or action developed by the Department of Homeland Security. Anyone failing to comply would be fined, reports ZDNet's Declan McGlaw, something like that. The 197-page bill is entitled Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act, or PCNAA. Technology lobbying group Tech America warned that the legislation created the potential for absolute power, while the Center for Democracy and Technology worried that the bill's emergency powers include authority to shut down or limit internet traffic on private systems. The bill has the what is that word, vehement support of Senator Jay Rockefeller. You hear that? The bill has the support of Senator Jay Rockefeller, who last year asked during a congressional hearing, would it have been better if we had never invented the Internet? While fear-mongering about cyber terrorists preparing attacks. The largest Internet-based corporations are seemingly happy with the bill. Well, of course they're happy with the bill because they don't want to get fined, primarily because it contains language that will give them immunity from civil lawsuits and also reimburse them for any costs incurred in the Internet if the Internet is shut down for a period of time. It's crazy. If there's an incident related to cyber vulnerability, after the president has declared an emergency and that affected company has followed federal standards, plaintiff's lawyer cannot damage for economic harm. And if the harm is caused by an emergency order from the feds, not only does that possibility of damages virtually disappear, but the U.S. Treasury will even pick up the private company's tab, writes McCullough. Tom Gann, McCarthy, Vice President for Government Relations, described the bill as a very important piece of legislation. As we have repeatedly warned for years, the federal government is desperate to seize control of the Internet because the establishment is petrified at the fact that alternative and independent media outlets are now eclipsing corporate media outlets in terms of audience share, trust, and influence. We witnessed another example of this on Monday when establishment Congressman Bob Etheridge was publicly shamed after he was shown on video assaulting two college students who asked a question. Two kids with a flip cam and a YouTube account could very well have changed the course of a state election, another startling reminder of the power of the Internet and independent media and why the establishment is desperate to take the power away. The government has been searching for any avenue possible through which to regulate free speech on the Internet and strangle alternative media outlets, with the FTC recently proposing a drudge tax that would force independent media organizations to pay fees that would be used to fund mainstream newspapers. Similar legislation aimed at imposing Chinese-style censorship of the Internet and giving the state the power to shut down networks has already been passed globally, including in the UK, New Zealand, and Australia, and, of course, we know Egypt. We have intensely covered efforts to scrap the Internet as we know it and move toward a greatly restricted Internet 2 system. Handing government the power to control the Internet would only be the first step towards this system, whereby individual IDs and government permission would be required simply to operate a website. The Lieberman bill needs to be met with fierce opposition at every level and from across the political spectrum. Regulation of the Internet would not only represent a massive assault on free speech, it would also create new roadblocks for e-commerce and, as a consequence, further devastate the economy. And that's the
end. Right. Okay. So there is an article also on it. Of course, we have to be your friends on Facebook in order to click on the link that you're reading from. So it is another article. You can just actually put in a search Obama Internet kill switch. Obama Internet kill switch. Obama Internet kill switch. You type that in the search, everyone, and you'll be able to actually read the article from News Tech World. And that article was actually posted up by or published by Grant Gross June 25th, 2010. Okay, what Rodney Walker is reading is actually some more supported evidence as far as the Internet and Obama kill switch. Rodney, this is certainly such evidence to us at this late notice, because that is something that came about. So let's say that we understand that it will cause what is considered a catastrophe, another recession, and if they pull that kill switch on the Internet, Rodney, and being able to hack into everybody's business, which they're doing, of course, today, what would leave these people that are promoting internet commerce?
Well, I mean, you know, the people, you're saying the people who make money from the internet?
Yes.
Well, I mean, of course they'll lose billions. I mean, billions of dollars will be lost daily. But, you know, the people who are behind all this, they're whatever's above $1 trillion, they're that. So this is really nothing to them. They really could care less. Their goal is to decrease this population and to only have the elite and the wealthy people and some of the rich here on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the goal. And a lot of people don't want to accept that, but with everything that's going on, they just want to stick it in the back of their minds and not think about it, and they want to call everybody crazy. You know, it's the truth.
Wow.
It's the absolute truth.
Why
the Georgia phones out there say 500
million. Why
would
they turn off everybody's cell phones and landlines? Come on now. That has to be a concentrated effort done by the United States government to turn off their cell phones and landlines, which means that these people cannot communicate with their loved ones, cannot even tell them, send me a ticket, get me the F out of here. Why would they do such a disdain act to the citizens of Egypt and also to the American citizens? We're talking about 52,000 American citizens as reported by the United States government. Why would they even think about turning off the cell phones and internet communication? They're going to do a massacre there, another Jim Jones or something.
Hey. Yeah, why
on,
the 52,000 Americans?
Man. Why you laugh? I was in character, man.
Yeah, no.
Hey,
the 52,000 Americans over there. I mean, you know, sometimes I think Obama just smokes a blunt and says, tell them 52,000. That's a good number to use. Believe that one. 52,000. Where did they come up with that number?
I don't know, but goddamn it. Hey, well, 5 + 2 = 7. 7 is completion, so all they need, you know, you do the math on how they be using these numbers. But, you know, I mean, it's just incredible, Rodney. I just can't, you know, fathom what is going on. That's why I like to ignore certain things. But anyway, Sid Bay, Damore says the Anunnakis will save us. What do you got to say? Is the Anunnakis involved in this?
The who? Look, I don't know everything. I know a lot of shit. But I'm not, hey, I'll be honest, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Does anybody know anything about the Anunnakis? Is the Anunnakis involved also in this conspiracy to take over the world? Is the question. Y'all need to call in with y'all concerns or opinions or questions to Rodney while we have him on the line with us, if we can have you a little bit longer. On the line, the call-in number is 347-884-9239. That is the call-in number. Now, this is a whole nother level, because it hasn't happened to the citizens in the United States of America as far as the cell phones and the internet connection. So, you know, it's just been talk, like you heard about what happened to Egypt. Man, they have no cell phones or internet. So we're looking at it as, like, if the shoe ain't on our foot, it really doesn't matter. But based on the article, Obama Internet Kill Switch, plan approved, this is something
mm-hmm.
that we all as American citizens must take serious. I mean, shit, my 14-year-old goes crazy if she doesn't have her BlackBerry. So I can imagine, what do you think the children are going to go through if there is no internet service or no telephone communication?
Can you imagine? Can you really imagine? Just imagine if that happened right now. If that happened in the United States, everybody would go fucking crazy.
Well, I must tell you one thing. I've learned how to behave quite well in a cave. I mean, I have toys for days. I have cards. I can play spades, dominoes. I can do a whole lot of things without the internet. I will be okay with that. Just the other people, the other millions of United States citizens or people around the world probably would go crazy. You're absolutely right. Probably kill each other. Are we not in the book of Eli? Could this be possibly the book of Eli coming to pass? Did you see the book of Eli? Could this be?
Yeah,
let me go to a caller real quick, Rodney. 904-365. Caller, you're on the air. Don and Coleon Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Don. This is B.A. How you
doing? Hi, B.A. Welcome to the show. You have any questions or comments to or concerns to Rodney? He's live in Egypt right now with us.
I would like to know, you know, a lot of people say that they're trying to depopulate the planet, but are any of you a part of these inner circles to know that to be fact? Or are you just listening to Alex Jones and others?
Let
me ask you this, B.A. Where do you get it? Where do you get facts from?
Where do I get facts from?
When you know something is fact, where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
You said, do I listen to Alice Jones and others? Okay, so let's take out Alice Jones. Where do you get your facts from?
Oh, from a whole list, from all types of things. You don't have to only read books and articles.
I didn't ask you all types of things, B.A. I'll tell you where exactly.
I'm giving you the answer. If you don't like to hear it, tough. Now I get it from all types of things. What's your point?
Well, that's your answer? Okay, well, my answer is I get my information from all those other things.
Okay.
And what is your comment or your question or opinion, B.A., here on the Don Nicolione Show? What do you speculate is going on? Do you have anything to add to this? Thoughts on Obama Internet kill switch? Did you get a chance to read that article?
Yeah, that's very true. In a time of crisis, and when the U.S. is going under the U.S. is going under a so-called time of crisis, and anytime he wants, he can literally turn off the, just like they did in Egypt, he can turn off and China, he can turn off the completely turn off the internet just to keep people quote unquote safe, which is what.
How can the internet pose a threat to human lives? How?
By turning off the internet and the cell phone,
how does that pose a threat to human lives?
Because they say that it promotes terrorism.
Well, according to them, they say that everything promotes terrorism, even religion, obviously, now is promoting terrorism. Is it true?
I suppose. No. I think it's just to shut down the liberties, you know, to basically control the people.
The reason why, and this is the truth, there is no way and there will never be a way for the internet to hurt us. Okay? There's no terrorism through internet. What they're telling you is that because they want to have the right to drive everyone nuts. That's it. There is no other explanation about it. Whatever they tell you in the news about a possible cybersecurity is not going to happen, okay? It hasn't ever happened, and it's not going to happen as long as we live. The reason they want to have control over the internet is so they can drive us crazy. What you're seeing in Egypt is just a build of people going crazy over the fact that people, they are being controlled for absolutely no reason. That's all that is.
I think the point,
and it's just a dry run. They're going to spread that everywhere.
I'm not going to state this as no fact like some people. I think the reason why they want to control over it is simply for corporations, because alternative media is now being a big threat towards the major corporations, which control 90% of what you see on TV. And I think that's why they want control over it, to be honest.
You think what do they want? Why? Say it again.
I think they want control over it because of corporate powers, because you know, alternative media, is now is a big threat towards the major corporations that own most of the cable networks that we see on TV.
You're saying that alternative media is a big threat to television? You're saying internet alternative media like Blog Talk Radio and Alex Jones and Russia Today and all these sites can possibly compare to the mind control of the television?
Well, from what I heard, though, here's another conspiracy that I used to talk to. They did say that the federal government, the CIA, and all those type of entities are monitoring those particular sites and also Blog Talk and YouTube and a lot of other sites who are exposing what the government is doing. And
right.
So, yeah, that's that.
But there's a big difference in that. The difference in that is this. You speak on specific sites, okay? There's a billion websites on the Internet. So when we're speaking on a kill switch over the Internet to completely shut it down, which would mean the loss of billions of dollars from other corporations, that's not really a comparison to the small group of alternative media sites. I mean, yes, the government is already shutting down specific sites of people who are in violation of their terms. They're doing that on a daily basis. But when you're talking about an Internet kill switch to shut off the Internet, like they have done in Egypt, specifically, if you were to go to an Egypt bank online right now, if you were to Google certain Egypt banks, they won't come up. If you were to Google universities over in Egypt, school websites, they're down, okay? We're not talking about alternative media. We're talking about the entire Internet, and that's exactly what they have done over in Egypt. So that's the difference there.
Okay. Well, listen, we have some more people on. Please stay with us, B.A. We value your opinion. Everyone has one just like an asshole. Unfortunately, my little cousin, she was born without one, so that's really not true all the time. Okay, 206, come on in. And we also have Entertainment Field Reporter also live with us right now. Miss Jali Ali is on. She's using Skype, okay? But first, Jali, give 206-396 a minute to chime in. 206, your mic is open. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's up, Don? It's Teflon.
Hi, Teflon. How are you?
Yo, as far as this internet kill switch, man, I don't think they have the heart to do it because, you know, the internet and cell phones and all that, they emit what they call low frequencies, and which is supposedly harmful to people. And as far as us black folks is concerned, that would be better for us for them to shut it off because we'll get back into our minds and we'll get back into ourselves. And that's something that they don't want to happen. They want to keep us distracted. They want to keep us bombarded with all these fucked up frequencies that all these devices is emanating. So it would be detrimental to the United States to even consider that.
Maybe not as detrimental as we think it would be because, as you know, there are 99% of black people who are mentally dead, so they probably would lose their minds. They probably would. Seriously, they probably would lose their minds. Can't use the phone, can't use the internet. Can you imagine how many mentally dead human beings that haven't figured out a way to behave in their cage yet? I mean, see,
and
I'm good. I go to my house.
There's
not an internet in my home. There's not a television in my home. And when I'm there, I have as much fun as I do on the internet or on the phone. So I can behave in that particular environment. I can. I don't have it in my home.
If they did the internet kill switch thing, I highly doubt it would be, like, forever. It would just be, like, for a specific amount of time, but
well,
I can't
know,
guarantee
do,
that also.
If,
who knows?
Even if they do pull that switch, I'm telling you right now, y'all going to be in for a big fucking surprise because can you imagine how many human beings are going to go crazy? How many human beings are going to wave war against the United States government. You know how many motherfuckers from Anacostia, D.C. is going to walk their ass to the White House and throw fucking tomatoes and bricks and beer bottles at the fucking White House for that shit? And which will give, you know, and your local government, and there's an AT&T building on every block now. Did you notice that? As is a Verizon Wireless. Can you imagine how many motherfuckers is like, I'm going in my car, I'm going straight to Verizon, I'm going to kill every last one of these motherfuckers in there if they don't turn my shit on. Can you imagine? I mean, yeah. The shit is on every corner now. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of mean-ass motherfuckers. You understand? It's going to be, you know, it's going to be some crazy-ass people out there. And I'm just going to be in my house.
Yeah, true. Well, for those of us that are conscious, man, that would be a plus for us. Because
right.
We wouldn't have about those frequencies fucking with us.
That would certainly bring in martial law when you're going to hear that big-ass speaker. There's a speaker planted in every mile radius of major cities, and you'll be able to hear that speaker says, this is an emergency. Stay in your home. They got those speakers planted all around the goddamn world now. You'll be able to hear it. Watch. You'll see. Come on in. Jali, Ali, you're on with us. Give me a mic check.
Mic check 1-2.
Oh, man, your Skype is coming in perfect. Go ahead.
Oh,
take
great.
It away.
Well, I'm a little confused as to why this whole the government being allowed to cut off our internet is new to people. When they started, just like when they started with the phones, when they started installing the phones, allowing the companies to lay down the fiber optics, and then when they allowed them to go back in and lay down, you know, the new joint that they just laid down. They always, the government always has access and control over their main line. So this is totally not news. This is the way they designed it. This is exactly how they developed the system. They give us the information or the technology or the access or the know-how, mm-hmm. but they constantly, you know, make sure they have this in their pocket when doing so. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So of course they're passing up legislation to say the government can fucking take over the internet whenever, you know, they seem necessary. Of course they would pass that.
Yeah, of course they had all that.
They want
already
they
planned.
Want control. That's all. They want control.
No, they
of
have
everyone.
Control.
Yeah, that's and I mean the best way to get control is if we think how the government strategically plays the game, it's the same way how parents of a household plays the game. We take things away from our children. We give it to them and we take it away from them, and that's it called punishment. Even though our children didn't do shit, this is what they do. All Americans have to suffer because they are striving to bring about one power, one control, one rulership, one God, one voice, one time. That's what they're striving to do.
Are we allowed? Can I ask Rodney some questions about his report on Egypt? I just had a few questions because
well, take it away.
I don't watch.
That's up to Rodney. If Rodney would like to answer those, Rodney, would you like to answer?
They're not combative questions. They're just kind of like filling the blank.
Investigative reporter have for you.
Yeah. Can I do a tester question?
Okay. All right, just keep it clean. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, what is the reason that they're telling us that Egypt is an upheaval?
What is the reason? What?
Like, what's the reason that they're telling us that Egypt is having problems?
Well, I mean, can you imagine the news coverage with this? Can you imagine the media coverage with this and what this does for them? You have to think about it. For what reason?
No, Roger.
For what reason? What reason is it that Egypt is?
No, she's
he just
asking
is on the news
question,
24 hours a day.
What is the mainstream media is
yes.
saying to us about Egypt? What are they saying?
They're just reporting what's going on over there. This is 24 hours a day news. They've pretty much shut down all the news about anything else. Any other news, they run for like 5 seconds and then it's right back to Egypt. But this is what's going on over there, and they're taking advantage of the news media. You know,
right.
I mean, they want
and what,
news
here's
media.
The interesting thing about it is the only thing that puzzles, you know, the nigger out of me is this whole thing about some protest about to get rid of some president, Hosni, whatever his name, in Egypt. And all of a sudden you turn off the internet and the telecommunication devices just shut down all of that over one human being? I don't get that. Mm-hmm. That's
they're
where
planting
I'm
the
puzzled.
Seeds.
No.
They're
no,
planting
no,
the seeds.
No,
they always do it.
Makes sense, actually. If you think about it, if the people are protesting against the current administration, the current president, he is currently the president, they're saying, you've been here far too long. We've asked you nicely to leave. You know, you need to get the fuck gone. So as a response, the president is like, well, fuck it. Since you don't like me being here, I'm going to take away everything that I gave you fuckers. And one of it was the police, and then the other was the internet. And then the other was goods and services. You want
to? But I don't feel that. That doesn't sit right with my nigger senses. Is this?
I don't believe the story.
I agree.
It just you agree that.
No.
My
now,
nigger
this,
senses is telling me something else,
yeah.
But I just
you know why
can't put my finger on
me?
It.
Because that's the same shit going on over in where the fuck are we at war in? Afghanistan. Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the same shit going on in Egypt is going on over there. And you're telling me the fucking Egyptians decided that instead of, you know, going the route of the other motherfuckers, we just going to, you know, overthrow our own government? You saying fucking Iraq couldn't do that? You saying Saudi Arabia couldn't do that? That's what I'm saying. This is bullshit.
So you're saying, what are you saying is exactly bullshit? I mean, I agree with you, but what exactly are you saying?
I'm saying two things are bullshit. One, that all this time, the reason we're at war is because they're telling us that these countries are not capable of fucking making decisions that would end them in a democracy and, you know, be on the quote-unquote good foot. That's why we are at war, and that's why we are occupying motherfuckers over there right now. So I think it's hilarious that in that same breath, that's what the fuck Egypt is doing. That's what they're saying Egypt is doing. So all this time you told us that these fuckers are not capable of fucking living their own life and making their own decisions. Now you have Egypt as an example of motherfuckers who are like, we don't like this shit, so it's going to stop? That's what I'm saying, that whole scenario doesn't make sense to me.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now you're using your nigger senses because it doesn't. None of it makes sense. Other than
they're the masters of deception.
I mean, I'm sorry, I have to go with Rodney. Only thing that makes sense, and this shit doesn't really make sense to a lot of people listening, but the only thing that makes sense to me is that they staged this, brought in some innocent civilians to play along in this, and this is what we have today. This is what's going on. Anytime the telephone companies get involved, which we know, we've seen enemy of the state, that the telephone companies are involved in government, CIA, and NSA dealings. So this is certainly a United States interference. The United States, believe it or not, is the strongest surviving country in the world and wealthiest, believe it or not. Some of you believe that the money is parasitic.
No, we're broke. We're broke.
No,
we're trillions of dollars in debt.
No, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
I can't believe you went there.
Okay? The United States, when the Depression hit in 1930s, they implemented something else called your Social Security and your birth certificate. They've been printing money off of every U.S. citizen that is born with a goddamn birth certificate, okay? This is how they're able to sell you as chattel. You, the only thing that is backed by gold is fucking humans. They've been using humans since 1930s, you understand? So and remember,
but
there's
the news
a child
says
born
we're broke
every day. When you look at your birth, they ain't studying that damn dollar. That dollar is, that's a legal tender, debt in public and private. They understand that shit. What y'all are missing the point of it is that the United States is backed by the federal cartel. The United States could never go broke because as many as there are humans involved that are being born, that are chattel
in the word
country,
cartel.
That are printing up, wait a minute, that is printing up United States birth certificate, which is nothing more than a stock certificate, that you're being traded in the world commerce, okay? The World Bank, they are trading your fucking ass. United States could never go broke as long as there are babies being born with a certificate that looks just like your dollar bill, that looks just like your a stock certificate, a bond, all of that shit. United States could never go in debt unless people leave the United States, stop having babies in their hospitals, stop signing for our Social Security thing, card and a birth certificate. That is the only way. They print up $1 million, $100 million a year in your fucking name. They can never go broke. Believe that dollar depreciating my ass. As long as there's a stock certificate, call a birth certificate, nigga, they'll never go broke.
So you're saying buy gold or don't buy gold?
You just missed it.
Yeah, totally missed it.
You just missed it. If you know anything, if you know how they started this whole shit with the Social Security Act and the Birth Certificate Act, they'll never go broke. That's the purpose. That's the purpose of the United States Treasury Department. They ain't holding gold in that motherfucker. They holding your original birth certificate in that motherfucker. That Social Security card is linked to all the Federal Reserve banks. That's backed by the federal cartel. That's backed by yours truly, the British government, Mortisa.
But CNN says we're in debt trillions of dollars.
Fuck, I'm supposed to believe them. Fucking lie. There's no way they can be in debt trillions of dollars when they look how many people are in the United States that are citizens. Look how many slaves giving birth in their institution called hospitals that is signing their babies over for chattel and stock.
Mm-hmm. Masters of deception. And that's what I be trying to tell people. Every time they say the damn, oh, we so broke, we so in debt, we spend the money here, we spend the money other countries.
Yeah, that, yeah,
what
yeah.
the hell?
The
it doesn't matter
way,
what we spend.
The same way the United States go broke, as above, so below. Don't you say it too? I ain't got no money, I'm broke. I ain't got shit. But your damn show got a little something in your pocket. You understand? They hollering that broke shit for a reason. If they are, there was no depression. There was no great. How can they institute something such as a piece of paper called your Social Security card if that's supposed to save the economy? What are they saving? What are they doing?
Yes.
First of all, they could give two shits about the gold in Africa, diamonds in South Africa. They could give two shits about that. They know that the only way that the government can survive is off the backs of slaves, human beings, black, white, the rich or the poor, the free and the bond. 666 is motherfucking real. It's real, nigga.
Yep.
That shit real. They ain't give two shits about the gold in Africa and all that shit. They already know. Who the fuck gonna pluck the gold? Who's gonna mine for it without the humans?
People.
Who's gonna
it's
keep this
people.
Economy striving and going? Every
it's
living human being gotta pay for air. You gotta pay to breathe on this motherfucker. They control every goddamn thing. They got your mind, they got your body.
So when they get you to buy up all the gold, then they're going to drop the value of the gold. That's exactly what they're going to do.
How do you break the power of the control?
Have children and get in, and don't put them in the system. Literally.
I'm asking Don. Don, how do you break the power of control?
Well, I'm answering. Malcolm,
go ahead and answer that, please. I got a headache.
And don't fucking put them in the system.
Well, that's, I have nothing to say.
He just put
you're saying don't put them
away
in the system when they're born?
Ever. If the go, if how they're enslaving you is by taking people and putting them in a system, then it seems very simple that the answer is don't put yourself in the system.
But if
in other words, what you're saying,
in society, you're going to be a part of a system. That's just common sense. Duh.
Now, wait a minute. No.
What are you talking about? Unless you live
now, wait
off
a minute,
alone.
Wait a minute. There's a difference between society and the system. Now, if you don't know the difference between the society and the system, then we can discuss that. But there's certainly a difference. And that difference is the difference between you living the life that you choose to live or some fucking government official deciding what statistics they want to mark your life under. That's the fucking difference.
Exactly.
And I want to be around my people, but I don't want to...
Systems govern societies. If you know anything about social sciences, you would know that off rip. You know that off rip.
You would know what, B.A.,
whatever society you are a part of, you're going to have a governance amongst yourselves. That's why it's best to be your own individual and live by yourself.
Of course. We already know that, Malcolm. But we're saying
exactly
that as a community, we don't like the government we're under. The shit sucks. They're fucking liars and thieves, and I don't like it.
Please.
Do you? Do you like it? Do you like being lied to? Do you like having to fucking decipher for when your government passes a law what it really means? You like that shit? You like having to wonder when your government gives you something if it's fucking for your detriment? The fucking government's giving away food? Oh, shit. Is it good for us? Or might it fucking kill us? Do you like that shit, Malcolm?
So what's your solution?
Oh, my sweet Jesus. I just fucking said it. Are we going in circles on purpose? Like if I give you the answer this time, will you hear me?
Well, so what's your solution besides bringing your kids into a system that they're going to be a part of because you're giving birth here in America, no matter what, they're going to be a part of it, and you ain't going to do a damn thing to stop it. So what's your solution?
Don't sign the birth.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much. My
you
point is
that. You tell me my solution doesn't work, and then you ask me for my solution.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as we're both clear on what just happened.
I mean, really, what really can be the solution? Because if we be real, the reality about the situation
the
is
they're
going to follow
the
what
only,
they used to
the
do.
The only solution
is to honestly be in a state of complete
really
anarchy. That's about
I mean,
it.
It's simple as fucking math. 1 + 1 = 2. All right, then. If
the
you
only
don't
solution
like
is to be in a state of complete anarchy.
The only thing you can do is change the fucking factors in the equation. If you don't like your outcome being 2, then fucking change the exponent on the motherfucking equation. 4 + 3.
So leave the country, basically. Saying leave the country, basically.
The only solution is anarchy, and I'm going to keep saying it.
Oh, wow. That's
why are you going to keep saying anarchy? Well, tell me about that. What's going on?
Because as long as you live, as long as you go under any organization or you abide by anybody else's rules, you can never be a truly free individual. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Let me bring in 404-537. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Don? This is Soap. How you
welcome
doing?
Welcome to the show, Soap Power. Can you get us a more on the line or somebody that's prolific and authentic in this scheme of things? Can you get us maybe Bay L?
Talking about Sabir?
Whoever. But what's your comment is?
Well, I'm not going to say I'm prolific in it, but I wanted to ask Jolie, is she in the system? Is her kids in the system?
Yes.
Exactly. Thank you.
I mean,
that's
common sense.
I wanted to know.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're all in the goddamn system.
Wait a minute, was the question?
We have to unplug or something is going to fuck us up.
What I was doing with my life, those are two different scenarios. I don't understand what one has to do with the other. Wait a minute, I'm not preaching anything. I answer the fucking question.
Whoa, let me say this real quick. Nobody is gonna beat up on Jolly, all right? We're all fucked up in this goddamn system. All right? We're all fucked up. We're all chattel. We're all stuck.
Yeah.
We're all this what, shit. All right, now cut the crap.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get out. That's what I wanted. You know, I didn't want information just flowing. And then, you know, you're not a product of what you're saying. You see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute.
Nobody is a product of it. We already know that we all are, okay? I mean, that's because we didn't know. You know, when you don't know, you just don't fucking know. When you trust every goddamn thing, you get fucked up behind it. We're all part of it, okay? We've all been hoodwinked, okay? Now,
remember, the
conversation with the damn birth certificate and all that shit, that came from people were saying that the United States is in debt, and the United States is never in debt. They a fucking lie. They're fucking lying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I do understand the chattel part and the birth certificate and us being the chattel and being in the stock, because if you actually do go to the stock market and ask them and give them the number from your birth certificate, you will see that you are stuck.
Right. Okay. So you're never, you know, so United States could never be in debt. So we passed that myth, that fucking lie. Would you agree, BA, that, you know, United States could never be in debt? No? Okay. Yes? Okay.
Look how they print up money. I mean, when they go into the deficits and backing out all these big corporations, you know, and these are corporations where the CEO's getting like what $200 million and stuff like that, getting paid some guap, right?
Mhm.
But they're getting bailed out. Why don't they take that $200 million and bail themselves out instead of paying themselves, right?
They're not in.
All right, what's going on with Facebook, Jolly? Could you update us on this Facebook thing?
Now, I'm just so everyone knows, that's to be clear, I am still on Facebook. So
yeah,
I don't want you to think that I'm
not on
Facebook. I'm going to report on why we should be off Facebook, but I am currently still on Facebook, okay? In fact, I have two Facebook accounts. So let's just put that, you know, out into the open right there. So I know there's a friend on my Facebook page that had a picture of an African woman, and she was nude at, I think it was the top part, maybe the ass was out, I don't know. But, you know, Facebook has a policy against nude pictures. So they deemed that picture inappropriate, and they deleted it from her Facebook profile. They also went a step further and deleted the picture off her actual computer. So the picture that she had on her computer is gone.
Wow.
Now, to me, that means so many things. One, that means, A, they have access to my fucking computer. And B, they looking through the shit. Because, you know, obviously you had to look through it to find the fucking picture. So they looking through your shit. Facebook? That's what
I mean. You should pick any website. If you're not actually building your own website and it's your own server that you're paying Yahoo under your own website server, then you should know that anything that you do put on any web page will be looked at.
Unless you have what? Say it again.
Your own website. Let's say, like, all right, Don, you didn't pay for your hosting of your site, right? And you pay for your address, right? So now you get to control the majority of everything that you do on your website. You get to put up as much stuff as you want to put up on your website, and people can't tell you to take it down. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Versus you going to Facebook or MySpace and uploading stuff, and they give you a terms of list before you even upload it or think about uploading it. So if it is corrupt and you know it's corrupt, you know it's going to get taken down because you know they're watching it.
Well,
So that's why the Patriot Act was created. Okay, that's why the Patriot Act was created. That was created 45 days after 9/11. How did they come up with a bill within 45 days? They say it's because of 9/11. Of course, they had the Patriot Act already created before 9/11, and say that they made it because of 9/11, so they can for terrorists, for this whole terrorist shit. So they can look into anything and everything you do at all times, and they do it. I told people for the longest, Facebook is nothing but a site that was ran and created by the national security. Even though they believe it's Mark Zuckerberg, it's not. He's just a spokesperson for Facebook. He's just for life. They just had this comedy skit, which they always plant the seeds. They had this comedy skit with Mark Zuckerberg and the Facebook star, I forgot his name, and they were just on the show, and he asked them, have you even seen the Facebook movie? That was their first time meeting. That was like over the weekend, supposedly. He's like, have you ever seen the movie? And he says, no, I haven't even seen the movie. And then he's like, enough. That explains a lot. Because what they're doing is they're letting you know this motherfucker never created Facebook. He doesn't have shit to do with it. Anytime they create a movie over some shit, like they did the movie World Trade Center and the movie Flight 93, all they're doing is they're just trying to continue to cover
what
up
the hell?
Lie.
Oh.
Yeah.
When they create these movies, they create them to keep the lie going, to keep the public believing in the bullshit. Facebook is a government-run website that records any and everything you do at all times, 24 hours a day, and they know everything that's going on with you. That's the truth. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't have shit to do with Facebook, but he's a spokesperson for them. That's it.
Incredible. That's strong there. Anybody else want in on this? Incredible. This is just.
They act like this dude, this next billionaire bullshit. All this shit is scripted. This is all just made up to continue to cover up lies. Facebook is a recording machine. That's what it is. It knows what you do. It knows what you're thinking. It knows every fucking thing about you. It knows the type of stuff you like. That's why it posts certain ads specifically to your page. It knows the type of things you talk about. It's the most ultimate fucking creation there is.
Oh, yeah. They know what you're talking about even when you're messaging your messages because you can't even delete them motherfuckers.
You can't what? It.
Yeah, I always
thought
that was
odd.
Your messages.
You can't delete your messages.
No,
you
not
can
really.
Delete your messages.
Not, no, they're not
but,
really ever gone. No.
They're not gone.
No.
No.
They never gone.
Right, exactly.
No.
Do a crime, brother. Do a crime and think you deleted something.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they don't delete the messages.
Who would do a crime and then go and delete
people
the messages?
People do report. People talk about shit that they've done that ends up being illegal on Facebook. And they have started using Facebook as evidence against themselves. Like, if you post a picture, this dude lost a divorce case because his homeboy's homeboy posted a picture of this motherfucker drinking when in court, this nigga talking about, I'm in AA. I ain't drinking years. This bitch is lying. So the nigga lost because his homeboy's homeboy had a picture of his ass drinking some shit at a bar. Case goes to the wife, nigga, pay her money.
Yeah. People post videos of them committing crimes on YouTube. You know,
oh,
so
that's
crazy.
Get fucking moment.
Person get caught too, but how YouTube do it, they try to get everybody that's in the ring. So they let you post up and you think you're getting away with it. They might watch you for a year or two.
Yep.
Maybe even 3 or 4 years if it ain't that bad. And then they get all the evidence and get all your buddies when they pull that case up on you. So, yeah, you got to watch what you do on the Internet.
We now have the technology that each and every one of us can record anybody's cell phone conversation. You can easily purchase it. You can record what someone texts. You can record their pictures. It'll come right to your account. It'll come right to your phone. Everything that they're saying, two people can be having the discussion. You can record their conversation and just log into this website and listen to the entire thing. So if we know if we have that technology, the shit that they're doing is, you know, been there a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. You already know.
No.
So how is there an avoidance at this? I mean, like, is there anything that us need to know? What is it? I mean, shit. I mean, I'm telling y'all, man, I've been trying to tell y'all, get the fuck off that Facebook, man. Get used to Georgia Gossip, you feel me? Get used to goddamn adding some friends on that motherfucker, leaving comments on their page and all that type of shit, you feel me? Just goddamn it, let's wean away from these motherfuckers. It's a trap that's set up. You know what I'm saying? It's an unfair trap, too. It's just unfair. It's an unfair trap. Y'all already know it. Y'all, I mean, the typical niggerdom would say, I would use it until they shut it down. Just leave. Just walk away from these motherfuckers quickly. It's fine.
You can actually get, like, these turnkey websites out here for, like, damn near $60. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like a YouTube or a Facebook. You know what I mean? All you got to do is just, like, Google it, you know, and they got the software. The way you can do it, so, but you gotta, you know.
I don't want to fucking make my own YouTube. I just want to be able to go to fucking YouTube without getting tracked by the federal fucking government.
Well, the federal government is YouTube. That's the thing. The federal government is also your broadband server. The federal government. I mean, shit. I mean, nigga, this is the federal government. So
fuck.
You know what I'm saying? Your dollar bill is the federal government. Your fucking house is the federal government. Your clothes, everything is the federal fucking government, dude.
Exactly.
Ain't no way to get it. The only way you can get over this shit is you end one thing and start another one. You have to be undetected in this motherfucking system. That means you start something for a minute, you get rid of it shortly after.
Exactly.
Look at the cameras everywhere, all the real life cameras.
That's why if they turn.
And
off
if you
the
are
internet,
doing something positive,
phone.
If you're not doing anything that could possibly put your life and others in jeopardy, then you are free to go on YouTube. You are free to enjoy Facebook. You are free to link up with all your fucking friends on Facebook. Just know that, nigga, they're watching you regardless. They're watching.
And there's nothing wrong with it. Can't do anything too bad.
They'll fuck around and tap in your Facebook and have you saying some stupid shit and lock you up. It was on your account. It was traced to you. Man, get the fuck off the internet. Fuck it. It's not safe. From this point on, stay the fuck off the internet. Anybody want to contact the Don and Corleone show is through telepathy at this point. Fuck it. God damn it. There's no way out of this motherfucker.
No way out.
That's why it'd be foolish when they part to pull the kill switch, because they pull the kill
there
switch.
There is a way out.
They kill the intelligence.
Wait, I can't hear Teflon. Go ahead, Teflon.
You know, that they pull the kill switch on this internet thing and all these cell phones and whatnot, they're basically defeating themselves because that takes away their intelligence. They won't have any intelligence data to gather together to work against the people. It's all
that's
a scary
you
tactic.
Understand. The revolution
that's all it is.
They wouldn't need it after that, though, because once them loud people
exactly.
go across your neighborhood and say, mm-hmm. stay your ass in the house, this is FEMA, federal emergency, mm-hmm. this is martial law, stay your ass in the house, that's it. They know that nobody can roam the street. They will watch. They put barricades up on your street, a big-ass black van, niggas in SWAT gear, all that type of shit, nigga, whether you got the internet or not, they watching. That's it. That's the end of freedom of rights right there. That's the end right there. That's it. They shut down your internet. You can't go outside to find out what the fuck going on. That's it. Stay your ass in your house. That's it. They knock on your doors. They search the home, find out how many motherfuckers in there. They report on their little CB on their shoulder and say, we got 10 at house 340 walk-in court. They got all that shit. That shit, that's it. That's what the fuck. They got. It's over, baby. It's it. Game over. Checkmate. Meanwhile, I'll be on some motherfucking island.
And watch
exactly.
and see how many black folks become telepathic masters after that.
Okay. I bet you. See how many black folks ain't going to be able to hear shit in their motherfucking head. Other than stay your ass at home, this is city under siege. This is a lockdown. That's it. I don't give a fuck how much of a telepathic communicator you are or think you are, nigga. You can't never take your ass up out of that motherfucking house. You cannot drink no disappearing juice and poof be gone on these motherfuckers. It is over. Welcome to the New World Order. Come on in, 718-484. You're on the air.
Peace, Don. How you doing?
I'm good. 773, turn your computer off so I can open your mic. 773-366, I want to open your mic, but you got to turn your computer down. Go ahead. 718, come on in. Smoke, this you?
Yeah, it is.
All right, before you get started, welcome to the show. First and foremost, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show. We are about to take off. We're about to leave this motherfucking planet called Earth. The boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. You got 3 minutes to call in. If not, you won't be able to hear the next hour of the show. We're about to get the fuck off this planet for another hour. You figure deal me? All right, come on in. So what you got?
Go ahead. 718, come on in.
773 just don't listen. 773, turn that damn thing down.
All right, it was even if dealing with the whole, if they how the internet is run is all clients and servers, so that you as running a personal computer, that is a client. You're now connecting to your ISP, who is a service provider, or having a server. So these servers could also restrict your clients from having access to their computers, but they could still maintain communication with their other computers. So if they really want to turn off the internet, they could shut yours down and leave theirs running so that they could still have their communication. So they still have their own ways and means of running this thing. So it's a whole lot of different ways how they could implement these things, but I really wanted it to get on the Google and, or the Google, the Facebook, the YouTube. They all run by the same company, if y'all have not known as yet, but these are the same people who they still tracking your whole progress. And who was it I was watching? I think it was even a Bobby Hemmings where he was talking about how Walmart was like the biggest database center right now. As everybody, they cashing their checks in Walmart. So
they what?
Cashing checks. I think they cashing checks for like $2.
Yeah.
So everybody
over the
running
bank.
To Walmart like, yeah, I'm gonna cash my check here, and they stacking all your information. Every piece of information is being stacked. And these people have ways and means that they could still have access to your computers while you think they're not in there. As I was even telling DA earlier on, there's a concept on the internet called a zombie. And when you have a zombie, it's like a same client-server relationship, that the zombie is the client, and he's being controlled by the server. And this person does not have to be anywhere near to you. They could be across the globe, but they will have access to inside of your computer, seeing everything you're doing, see every keystroke, every website you visited, even see on your get into.
That's
like
why I said that's
get,
a hacker. That's
thing.
A hacker. A zombie is
wait,
a
hold
hacker.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. No, that's not a hacker. That's not a hacker.
Yes,
that
is.
That is a zombie.
I know what a zombie
I
is,
did
sir.
This. I do this. This is they had to make the Yahoo police squad for dudes like me. But all
oh,
these
please.
Things right here.
You're not that
is,
important, sir.
I didn't even say that.
Wait a minute. Please don't disrespect the knowledge that's coming forth through this human being. It's very important that at least we receive it. If you don't like it, just put some cotton balls in your fucking ear for a minute, please, because I think that we want to know.
But this is all public knowledge. It's not nothing.
Well,
new.
That, God damn it, if it's public knowledge, then let us hear it.
It's
after
the public.
It's brand new. Come on, man.
Yeah, why
would
you
how the fuck really think
hey?
About this shit being public knowledge on the Don Nicolion Show? This is the Don Nicolion Show is public for knowledge. We want to hear it.
Exactly.
Goddamn, B.A., shit, your smart ass didn't say that in the beginning, so let him say it, please.
I just wanted to say that Bobby Hemmings, this so-called leader that he quoted, is 100% correct. It's not Walmart. It's your local DMVs that do it, just to get your facts straight. But go ahead.
It's what?
Your local DMVs that do that submit all information towards government. Not
that's not just the DMV.
Do you know what the Fusion Center is? Do you know what the Fusion Center is? Do you know what the Fusion Center is, BA?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why would you say it's a local DMV? It's not just a local DMV. There's over 75 fusion centers around the country. They collect data from...
Do you know the meaning? Do you know what the fusion centers are for anyways? Those are ran by FEMA.
Yeah, the fusion centers are to build profiles against everyone that they feel may be a threat. That's why they have the Privacy Act, because they collect information from Facebook, Twitter. They collect information from the DMV. They collect information from the bank, and they build profiles against people. That's what the purpose of a fusion center is.
It makes no sense.
Okay.
That's what the purpose of a fusion center is. They build a profile from all the government buildings, from banks, from Facebook, Twitter, and they take all this stuff and they build a profile of that person when they later decide what they are going to do with that person. That's why Facebook is here and they're recording shit so they can determine who gets what punishment. Pretty much. That's exactly how this shit goes. That's the purpose
come,
of all.
Come on, real quick. Come on, man, 773.
Let me ask you, are fusion centers under Homeland Security?
Wait, B.A., real quick. Sweetheart, real quick, hold on. 773, your mic is open. All ones, your mic is open as well. Come on in, 773, you've been patiently waiting. 773-366. Okay, you must have muted yourself. Come on back in when you get a chance. All ones, your mic open, come on.
Hey, this is Arturo.
Hey, Arturo, what you got for us, sweetheart?
I would like to hear the brother get back to his original thought when he was speaking on this is why Yahoo had to set up certain things because of people like him.
Who said that?
That was me, Doug.
Okay, Smoke, go ahead. Take it away.
All right. It was even I was referring to with the zombies as they could have access to your computer and you could still have no idea about what's going on there. So even as I think it was Jolie mentioning when the female, they got into her computer via Facebook. It could be via Facebook application. So people on there playing it, they click a button that says allow access. They have no idea what type of programming or scripts that's even transferring to them, even via cookies. This is what I was even speaking on.
Exactly.
So that they really, really blind to what is going on inside of their computer. So... Mm-hmm. All these information could still be transferred back to the server where it's being accessed from, and that server could still contact the other agencies that it's still hooked up to and still not push
exactly.
information out but suck it in. So then all these other different things, it still falls in place on how they could run and control these electronic devices.
Like if you have a game like Cityville is on Facebook, but everyone plays it. So if you click on, yes, I want to play Cityville, that may actually send some type of system cookie or something to your computer to actually record what you're doing and send all the information back to them. So they use different programs that you may think is just some normal shit, like a game or whatever the hell, and they'll add the security feature to that game. So once someone sends you an invitation to play it, now they're recording your computer undercover without you even knowing that you are the one who actually accepted. So it goes.
Let me bring in 615 with us real quick. 615-473, you're on the air. Come on in. What you got for us? Hello? 615, hello? They not mean to push one. Go ahead. So what are we learning? Because this Cityville thing, you know, I'll fall for them goddamn games on Facebook. I realize that niggas fall for everything on Facebook. That shit, there ain't no joke. Niggas fall for everything. You feel me? You got to watch that. Jolie says she loves Cityville. She plays Cityville, Cafe, World, It Girl, and Car Town.
Well, that shows them that they ain't no threat.
Why you say that?
Because they online, they on Facebook, spending most of their time getting on playing games instead of being productive.
I mean, you spending your time sitting here.
No, I'm just saying.
People.
As far as being a threat or anything, to the United States.
I love how people always want to want to fucking define shit for other people. I swear.
My
cat,
exactly.
Like the same thing to do.
My cat, what about you? My
that's what I hate as well. When somebody wants to define what another fucking shit.
My cat, can y'all hear me? My cat, can y'all hear me?
Being with Jolie? Uh-oh.
My cat, can y'all goddamn
right.
hear me?
No.
Okay. All right, thank you. Well, I thought they came in and shut me down. You feel me? Like, goddamn, these niggas are good. smoke connection drop. All right, Perry got booted out the plane. Let me bring in 414. Come on in with us. 414-578, you on the air.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's good?
You guys. I'm just saying maybe the god Jolie can multitask, goddammit. How about
why you
that?
Say that?
Because you just spending all the time playing them games. Maybe she can multitask and do the games at the same time.
Mm.
How about that?
Mm. Soap said that she doesn't pose a threat because she's into all those goddamn games on Facebook. So what do you mean by that?
I said maybe she can't
she can't conjure up anything to go against the government.
But you know they watching Jolie, man.
Because I play Cityville, I can't wait. How long do you think it takes to conjure up a scheme to overthrow the government? You think I'm going to do that all day long? You think I'm going to take like 12 hours a day? Well, Pinky, what we doing today? Not playing Cityville, I can tell you that fucking
much.
So
if you don't map it out right, then that plan that you conjure up ain't going to go nowhere. Yeah, I'm just hypothetically talking.
Magic Candle said talk about something relevant like money. We did.
We just talked about that. Exactly.
All right, let's. Hey, Don. Hey, look, I talked to the lady today at the shop, and she's going to sponsor us clothes, but we got to bring it back. So, like, if we go to an event before Saturday, I mean, like, if it's during the week, we'll come that previous Saturday. And we'll go pick up the clothes, wear it, and then all we have to do is just clean it and bring it back.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, we finally got us a sponsor, wardrobe sponsor. That's what's up. I'm tired of buying something to wear every goddamn time.
With the stylist.
Oh, that's what's up then. Oh, shit. All right, man. We moving up then. That's what's up. While the world goes to shit, nigga, we get clothes for free. That's what's up. I'm so with it. That's about the best goddamn thing I done heard all day on the show, goddammit.
Okay.
Incredible.
They got your boy, what's the spokesperson for Obama? You know, the one who's always doing the press conferences for Obama. Yeah, they got him now. He ready and shit up so he let them know they're about to go over to Egypt and tear up some shit.
What did he say? What did the guy say?
I'm just flicking to hold on, let me see him.
Jolie, you can three-way on Skype. You just call a conference call. You can conference someone in, but please don't do it. We don't want to lose you now. We can actually experiment on it after the show. I'll call you, and then I'll show you how to three-way.
Well, these are some dirty niggas, boy.
This is how it can all happen.
You can actually bring everybody in
through Skype. Skype is the shit, man. Y'all get Skype, man, and y'all will be all good. You feel me? And Smoke, I'm surprised at you. You the one need to be Skyped in anyway. You need to use Skype regardless.
I know. Ain't he in fucking Africa?
Smoke is the only goddamn Ethiopian that claims he's not in the United States. He's right here in New York. I don't know why the fuck he be lying out there. That nigga right there got them the big rotten apple and shit. Okay, so what is the spokesperson is saying for Obama? This shit is crazy, though, man. At the end of the day, you know, I think that if...
They're going to pretty much say that, okay, they're going to go over there and they're going to try to make peace. You know, they got to go over there and they're going to talk the fake bullshit on how they're trying to go make peace. They're going to have Obama go talk to people and all that shit. Once that shit don't play out, then they're going to send all the fucking helicopters and all that shit into there just like they did at Iraq.
Wait. How the fuck they going to make peace? Why don't the fucking president just step down and be through with it and turn everybody's internet back on and niggas won't be shot with rubber bullets?
Because he don't want to step down.
It's some bullshit, man. This shit ain't goddamn real. I'm telling you, man. Some of the, this shit never sounds
not
right.
Real.
Nothing sounds right anymore.
They're like defending the Muslim Brotherhood.
Don't sound right.
Obama had a meeting with the Muslim Brotherhood in 2009 here. Okay, now they're on TV talking about right now the Muslim Brotherhood couldn't have anything to do with this and blah, blah, blah. But yet, at the same time, they always give you the other side of the story. You know, they want your mind going back both ways. Now they're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood is behind this possibly, and then they're connected to Bin Laden and other terrorist groups and all this. So they're saying that the president is going to step down, whoever that guy is, and then the Muslim Brotherhood is possibly going to be taken over as the new leaders of Egypt. How the fuck do they even know this shit? It's all bullshit, man.
Leonard, are y'all friends? If y'all are friends on Skype, then yeah, that should have worked. If y'all are friends on Skype, that shit will work. You'll be able to Skype him in. B.A. said, like Don said, he should just step down. See, it's something else going on. That's all I'm saying. It's just to bring in the most, the shit that everybody been talking about for the past 20 years, the New World Order, the martial law. I'm telling you, man, this shit is to bring in that pre-law. You got a nigga going into Detroit shooting up shit with a chip in his fucking head. You got goddamn, I mean, this to bring in that pre-law, man, pre-crime law. I'm telling you. This is what the fuck is going to bring in. The concentration camps, all this shit. Yes, Teflon. This shit here is to bring in that shit. I'm telling you, rat the fuck now. Y'all get the fuck out of the major cities. Y'all talking about y'all fucking going to goddamn lose. Y'all going to wait to Facebook and all that shit. Like most people say, they going to wait to when they see the martial laws, when they going to try to pack up and leave. Y'all better get the fuck out of the major cities now. Get the fuck out of the major cities. And I heard a voice calling out of the wilderness, saying, come out of her, my people. Get the fuck out of the major cities. God damn.
I know y'all. I know don't nobody agree with me, but I still don't believe that fucking Detroit shooting video. I don't give a shit. I've seen some crazy shit in that video. I think the motherfuckers was using blanks. I think all that shit was fake. Especially at the same time, 11 cops get shot in 24 hours, and now all of a sudden, though, no motherfucking cops get shot no more during the week.
I said the same goddamn thing, and it didn't make sense for that. When you see the video, they got this little light-skinned cop giving some type of response to what's going on, and then says, and here's the video. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, are you
nah,
fucking serious?
A motherfucking man.
That
ain't, first
that make any fucking sense. You got this so-called cop giving a guy, I mean, and then says, okay, and here, and we bring to you the Detroit shooting. He's like, what the fuck? Are you
now
fucking serious?
Yeah. In that video, this man got, when the dude over, when the stuntman jumped over the fucking counter, let me say what it was, when the stuntman jumped over the counter, and then hit the ground. He got up, and then he stood face to face with one cop. He shot him with the shotgun. The motherfucker moved back, kinda. And then he got shot with the shotgun again, and then hit the ground. And then this motherfucker started crawling. Then he got up and threw a chair and all this shit. Who the fuck gets shot with a shotgun at point blank range? Not once, twice, and is able to still get away. Fucking pick up a chair, throw it at the suspect, and all this shit. It's not possible.
Did you see the motherfucker throwing a goddamn computer and shit? Like, what the fuck is that? Niggas threw the computer and shit.
He threw a computer or a chair or something. And this nigga been hit twice.
It was on the goddamn desk, man. It was like some shit I just saw, goddamn, on the town.
Man, come on.
Incredible, man. You can't believe everything you goddamn see, boy. This shit is
bullshit. Cannot believe everything
you
see.
I'm gone. I'm done with the, it's the pre-crime law, man. They about to shut it down. They've already instituted. They can lock your ass up based on your thoughts. This is what the fuck we're talking about.
That's
true. Pre-crime law, man. Y'all better get ready. This is, Lord Jesus. And motherfuckers and babies are being born right now. I met a pregnant chick. I said, why would you bring a baby in this world right now? Don't the Bible say, woe to the mothers who give suck in those days, nigga? This is not the day and time to be motherfucking pregnant.
Nope.
This is not the day and time. This is not Lord, geez, I'm training my children right now. We be outside shooting shotguns, BB guns, all that shit. Teaching them how to load fast. I'm telling you, boy, we go out. We
exactly,
going out.
Don. You need children in this day and time. That's all we got.
Not right now. It's too late. If you ain't give birth to from the 90s on, from the 2000 on back, you're fucked. If your baby don't, if your 2-year-old don't know how to cock one back, you're fucked. Shit, nigga, we be training our babies at home. Talking about, God, ain't no internet. You damn right, we be on the treadmill. They like, go, go, 5 seconds left. Run, run. We be training our babies for this shit. Fuck what you heard, goddamn. I got them all types of gun games. All types of goddamn every fucking thing you think of that the military train they fucking kids. We train ours on this shit too.
Yeah, well, then okay. My suggest people who don't have children, now is a good time to adopt. You got to take advantage of the children that are out there.
You yeah, fucking get your whole tribe
army.
Of them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
get you a fucking military
army.
Base of goddamn
yeah,
adopted
children.
Children. You right.
Yeah.
And invest, take their ass. Get them 16 and up, though. Don't fuck with them little youngins. Get them 16 and up. They ready. I'm telling you, they ready, boy. They ready. Get them 16 up. Train their ass on how to lock and load. Get them certified. Get them all that shit. I'm so
how to
with
filter,
that, Charlie.
How to filter pee and make it into water.
Wow.
Just give them life straws.
No,
that's
I mean,
I'm talking about my CNN channel.
I'm being serious. I think children, and I think people are what's going to be the difference between you being a part of that number of the depopulation and you not being a part of that number, because people are getting depopulated. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. So you just have to decide what fucking category you in. Will you be the dead depopulated? Or will you be the living populated?
What Fireline is talking about, the ATF and the FBI set those people on fire and shot them as they ran out the building. What were we talking about, Fireline? Waco? Oh, I see. Let's talk about the depopulation. BA, what are your takes on depopulation? Are you still with us or you jumped off the airplane?
I'm right here.
You don't believe in that depopulation, do you?
Well, if you look at a lot of environmental programs, they push things like that, so yeah, I do believe in it.
Oh, okay, good. Let's talk about that, Jolly, depopulation. I want to make sure everybody at least, you know that shit is real. Depopulation is no joke.
Yeah.
That shit for real.
Yes, that's validated by really everywhere we turn, everything we do. I mean, it seems like everything is the number one killer.
Hey, hip hop is the number one killer.
Yeah. It seems like we are dying at alarming rates from every fucking thing. They tell us it's in our water, it's in our food, it's in the air we breathe. You know, they tell us they're sending signals through the TV. I mean, this depopulation is pretty well backed just by the shit that happens in everyday life. So, I mean, you know, I just found out. What did I just find out about the fucking food? It was some bullshit like there's metals in cereal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on Facebook. Yeah, they said metals
dumb?
In your fucking cereal. I knew that's why my goddamn Fruity Pebbles tastes good. I knew
what's
it had to
cereal?
Be something in that motherfucker that tastes good, metal, in your cereal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they wrap the lining of the cans with estrogen or some type of feminine juice for men.
Yeah, that's a little
corn turning out gay and shit. Incredible.
Yeah. And to me, the estrogen cans is a little worse than the fucking metal in the cereal. I don't know.
Yeah, metal in your cereal, aluminum
you
in your deodorant.
Metal in your body. It's not a big deal. You know, you can drink fucking vinegar and. You know, vinegar pulls out a lot of metals in your blood, so that's not too big of a deal. But estrogen,
wait, what? What does vinegar do?
Vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
It pulls out metals and toxins in your blood. You like, if you drink, like, if you take, like, 4 tablespoons and a half a cup of water and drink that shit straight, like, 3 times a day, 4 days, you're good.
It shrink your stomach, too, vinegar.
Really?
Yeah, shrink your stomach, and it strips the perm from your hair. So if you want to get rid of the perm, Jolly, because I heard you perm your locks,
So you shrink.
Hey, shrink. You want to strip the perm about your locks. All you got to do is put that
in. I was playing Cafe World. Well, I was.
Yeah, vinegar strip the perm though off the rip. Mm-hmm.
That is cool. I can see that.
Yeah, that shit powerful though. I had no idea. I just knew that it, you know, it shrinks your stomach muscles. You know, shrinks your stomach. You know, the lining. Had that motherfucker six pack in 2 days. Question in the chat room: how much vinegar, Jolly? Two tablespoons of vinegar with some water. You drink it 3 times a day. Is
yeah,
that what
you
say?
It's actually on vinegar. Like, I think unless you buy in, like, the store brand, vinegar actually tells you on the side of the vinegar that you can take it as something to, like, do a shot of to cleanse your body. So it'll tell you on the side, like, if you have apple cider vinegar, I think that's 2 tablespoons to a half a cup. But if you got just, like, white vinegar, I think it's a little, the measurements are different. I wouldn't know.
Hmm.
But don't let that deter you, you know. Just start taking vinegar shots, you know.
Mm. Incredible. Rodney, are you still with us? Were you able to pull up, find out what's going on at CNN?
Unfortunately, from me blasting my Facebook page with everything CNN was saying this morning, they have officially cut my CNN off my cable station. So Fox News is not really talking too much about it.
Whoa. Did you just say you don't have CNN on cable?
Yes, I do not have CNN. I have every other channel, but for the last 2 hours, or ever since you called me, I have not had CNN. I don't know why. But all I do know is I was basically blasting my Facebook page about everything what CNN was saying this morning. And now, for the first time ever in my life, I don't have CNN.
Okay.
Not
that
I'm relating the two.
That?
I'm just
did
saying it don't make sense.
Yes,
Rodney
I caught it.
Blasting CNN on Facebook, and now his CNN is blocked.
Yeah.
And you can go to my Facebook page and see I've got like 10, 11 posts on there just from this morning about everything with Egypt. And now, for some reason, I've even rebooted my cable box. I rebooted the cable box because I already know that's what they're going to tell me to do when I call the cable company. And after I did that, CNN does not work. Everything else is working fine, but CNN
okay, well,
just does not
sure
work.
Okay, let's make sure that this is not a paranoia mental thing going on with you. Does anybody have cable right now? Could you please access
CNN? Leonard already reported that he does, in fact, still receive CNN on his cable.
Say what?
Yeah, Leonard in the chat, Leonard S. already reported when Rodney first was wondering what the fuck was going on with his CNN, Leonard reported that he does, in fact, and Fire Linus also reports it is on her television. She does
okay,
have CNN.
So now that we know that this is a concentrated attack on Rodney, this is live, y'all. This is going down right now on Donny Colleone's show. You understand? On the airplane leaving the planet Earth, he no longer has access to CNN, yet other reporters on the flight have it. So this is a blatant attack against Rodney's.
Black Awareness says I'm making this up. I swear to God on my mama life, I do not have CNN right now. I don't know why. It's just when I go to it, it's black. Nah,
you know
I'm going to call the cable company when I get off the phone.
I know they're watching me. This shit like this happens to me all the time as well. They do it to me all the time. It is another brother too, Ra and Tui. They constantly fucks with Ra and Tui. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're watching you. Yeah, yeah. It just reminds me of certain things such as, Enemy of the State, when they start to cut your shit off and everybody else shit works and you're the crazy one. That's what happens.
Oh, no,
yeah.
They don't do things like that in the movies, Don, do they?
No, Enemy of the State, man. You ain't see it? When they disconnected
you
his credit card, they
Vendetta?
Intercepted his 911 call, went straight to NSA, mm-hmm. Went straight to all them motherfuckers, man. This is the real shit. That's why I hate when I make calls, like to AT&T about my phone, because I know they done motherfucking put an FBI or a CIA or NSA agent on the other end. They reroute my calls. I already fucking know it. I know they do it all the time. That's why I hate calling government entity businesses, such as telephones, electric companies, all them motherfuckers, because I already know it's a CIA motherfucker on the other end. I already know that's why I fuck with them. They fuck with me back, and I fuck with them on the other line. They always fuck with me. Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just being honest. My CNN does not work. I have no idea why. I just think that's some strange shit. So when I get off this call, I will call the ass and see what's up. I'm sure it'll pop back on there.
So, anyway. Okay, can anybody access the CNN and let's find out exactly what, and don't say your name, and I will not say your name once you put it in the chat room, the information that Rodney is striving to tap into on CNN. We will not, I repeat, we will not say your name. Just find what he's looking for. We don't want them to get you next, goddammit.
Oh,
so,
man,
you know, no, for, look at Queen. Hey, man, you got to watch out, boy. This is a straight up goddamn, this is a conspiracy show, goddamn. What's that nigga name on Wars? What's that nigga name, Alex? Alex Jones ain't got shit on the block on Don and Cole y'all show, boy. We are the real motherfucking crusaders, goddammit. Dang, that nigga ain't got shit for some reason. And that nigga, and Alex Jones, you know, that nigga be lying. His little ass, they on to me now. You see this? Look at the helicopters in the sky. Little motherfucker. If that nigga ain't goddamn delusional. Everybody knows that Alex Jones worked for the federal government. Come on now. I hope y'all don't believe that Alex Jones is for real with his shit. He's paid to put that information out. Okay, no.
Well, he may be paid to put that information out, but what he's putting out is true. Because, I mean, everything
yeah,
he says pretty much does come to reality.
Yeah, that's why they ain't fucking with him. He's the only one that's still alive. Ain't locked
him
up.
Him and Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Everybody else that come out with some shit, boy, we find him dead 2 days later. Well, he was about to come out and expose the government. Now he's dead. No, he's
yep.
working with the government. Alex Jones works with him.
That's what I say. He has to be able to still put out all that information and just they're just still allowing it. But yet they shut down all type of websites, everybody else, they kill other people, but yet he's still around. But see that's what it is. He's fishing people in and that's what they want. They track whoever goes to his website.
Exactly.
They have their IP
address. He's COINTELPRO. Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
anybody that joins
exactly.
his site, that does
mm-hmm.
all of that, the government is watching them. They ain't watching Alex
exactly.
because he's playing a part of the government, COINTELPRO. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Anybody stupid enough to goddamn friend that nigga on Facebook is out their goddamn mind. As a matter of fact, I'm going to defriend everybody that's part of the Black Supremacy on my page and also New Black Panther Party and New Ibians. I'm going to defriend you motherfuckers today. I am, in fact, a Christian woman that believes that the government is here for the safety of my people. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with all this Black Power shit, yo. You're not going to get me hemmed up, for real. I'm deleting all you motherfuckers.
Okay.
Just putting that on record. If you're not a celebrity, part of the Boule or the Illuminati, you are not my friend. I'm getting rid of all you motherfuckers. I'm going to do that ASAP. I don't want them tracking me to you. All the Moors, I'm getting rid of Lord Abba. I'm getting rid of all these motherfuckers. I'm not bullshit. Science of Life, I'm done with him. I'm getting rid of every last one. Jolly, you are not my friend. Not on Facebook.
Wait, I'm not a Black Supremacist Movement group.
I can't.
I have children frolicking on my Facebook.
I can't.
You know, I think there are flowers somewhere on it. You know?
No, but you are linked to a lot of them cats, boy.
The only people on my Facebook are people I know in real life or from Blog Talk.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
Right.
That's even
like,
worse because these Blog Talk motherfuckers,
yeah,
they're COINTELPRO,
right.
yo. You got to watch them. You got to watch them. Yeah, I'm done. As a matter of fact, fuck it. I'm deleting my Facebook page. Who got time to go through thousands of fucking friends and try to figure out which one of these motherfuckers is infiltrating? No way. I'm just going to delete my fucking page. I am serious. I'm going to delete that motherfucker right now. Y'all find me on Georgia Gossip. I'm deleting my shit. Leonard says you can't delete Facebook. Why not? Oh, ain't no deleting, only deactivating. Incredible. Yeah. You know what? I tried to do that shit to MySpace a long time ago because I thought, you know, I wanted to be hip in with my children because all my children had MySpace page. So I was like, yo, man, I just want to act like I want to be cool like y'all. Can I get one? And I deleted the shit, and the shit was still there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But no, I'm done. I'm deactivating the fucking page then. Facebook can have that shit.
It's too late, Don. They already know what you're up to.
Well, I know. I'm telling you.
Might as well keep this shit rolling.
No, no. You sound like in COINTELPRO. That's exactly a statement that COINTELPRO would tell someone that wants out of the game. They already on to you. There's no need. No, I'm fucking done. I'm done with this shit, man. You're not going to get me that way. You ain't got to come at me another way. Black Awareness says the conscious community is filled with agents. So are the white supremacist groups. Well, not really, though. Poor niggers doesn't oppose a threat to government. You know, poor people doesn't pose a threat. Do you think, Jolly, do you think poor, struggling, got black woman is God thinkers pose a threat to
the
government?
No, I don't. Well, no. I think if they have a following, then no, they don't pose a threat. But can we define threat? Because that term is kind of wide open.
Okay. Threat is anyone that says I can't say it because then they could get me on it. You're not going to set me up, Jolly.
I think you're wrong.
You
define
that shit. Fuck that.
I think a lot of them do pose a threat towards the government.
And what would that be?
They don't. Well, because of the idea that they can start a revolution.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know one. Okay, I'll tell you what a government threat is. Let's say Eddie Long, because he had over 50,000 motherfuckers, you know, congregating with him. That's a threat, so they had to shut him down. Anybody that has that much power. 50,000 is a lot of motherfuckers, okay? That's a threat.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
You know, once if you can bring in, I was told by Dr. York, if you can bring at least 1,000 motherfuckers at your beck and call, you become God, and you become the devil to the government. So with that being said, mm-hmm. if you can draw at least 1,000 or more, then you are a threat to the government, especially if you're talking government threats, government talk. If you're exposing the government, if you're doing all that and you're not working for the government, oh, you're a fucking threat. If the government is not giving you shit to say, you are a fucking threat.
What about Tupac?
Yeah, he was a threat.
Tupac a threat?
He was still going through those Black Panther meetings and stuff like that. He was doing all that.
Tupac a threat?
Yeah.
No,
Tupac was not a threat. Tupac
was
a threat.
And he was controlling.
Tupac
was a huge
threat.
Tupac was not a goddamn threat. That nigga put his bandana and tied that bitch in a bow in the front of his fucking head. That nigga wasn't no threat. Tupac
was
a bitch ass nigga, okay? Tupac wore a bandana and a bow in his head, okay? That nigga was not a threat.
I guess you don't listen
he
to his album.
He was just involved with gang activity, and he got caught up. He was a threat.
He was nothing threatening about him because he spoke. He didn't speak out against anything, really.
What?
Yes.
Tupac told us everything in his song. What the hell about the government?
No, Tupac was not a fucking threat.
Hey,
okay.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Tupac being a threat and Tupac not speaking out against anything are two different points. Tupac definitely
said yeah, you're right, Jolly. Fuck, you're smart. Shit. Okay,
no,
Tupac wasn't a threat, and Tupac
did
rap about a lot of things.
Did. Yeah, I won't deny that.
I'll tell you who was a fucking threat, and nobody fucking paid attention to this threat. Prince. Prince was a fucking threat. He was a threat, and he talked about a bunch of shit in his fucking songs.
Yeah.
Prince was a fucking threat. Did you hear the letter? Dear Mr. Man, did you hear that letter he wrote to Bush? Okay, that motherfucker bad. Did you hear the shit? Anti-Christian, Antichrist? Did you hear the song about the Pope? God, come on now. That motherfucker is the threat. That's right, Pretty Brown Eyes. They overlooked that nigga wrote a song called the fucking Antichrist, my nigga. And the Pope. Shit. Prince is the fucking threat. Y'all overlooked that nigga because he was wearing purple. Everybody know faggots wear pink. Faggots don't wear purple. Now what?
Well, I don't believe Tupac was killed because of the gang activity. I'm sorry.
Tupac, well, he ain't even dead.
I know, yeah. Thank you.
To be honest,
the same way Michael Jackson
so
ain't dead. Well, Michael Jackson died in the 80s, but the white woman that died a couple of years ago is not dead, too. But the black Michael Jackson died in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he ain't dead, I can believe that.
No, the black, who ain't dead? Tupac? Yeah, Tupac ain't dead. Tupac ain't dead. Jesus is, but Tupac ain't. Tupac's still here in this motherfucker.
Jesus die every day.
Tupac is certainly not a threat. You know what I'm saying? Tupac and Biggie wanted to be fucking gangsters and shit, and they got shut up like some. I heard Don Cornelius set that shit up, though.
What?
Y'all think about Don Cornelius set that shit up?
Set up
after
Tupac?
They got fighting at the Soul Train, Don said, kill him. Kill both of them.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he said kill him. Y'all must don't know. Don Cornelius, is he still alive?
Yeah.
That's a bad motherfucker now. Don Cornelius is a bad motherfucker. I'm telling you, that motherfucker said kill him. Kill both of them. Kill him. After that fucking Soul Train. Y'all ain't hear about that shit? Don had a hand in that shit. Don had a hand in it.
120 people killed over the protests. How the fuck did this shit just come out? I thought it was two people. Now it's 120?
That's not a lot of people.
Man, these niggas. I swear to God, I just read yesterday it was two people. Now they saying 120 over six days.
Yeah. When it's daytime here, it's nighttime there. So, you know, shit happens. Over the course of time, people die in protest. Especially if you're saying the police aren't there and the only people still there are the fucking military. You know what I'm
saying? Police are ordered back in the streets.
Of course there has to be. It's fucking 125 people are dead.
And how come out of all the 125 people, do they work for the government or are they just local motherfuckers wearing flip-flops and sandals? Why are they killing motherfuckers?
Done?
And the whole point is to get rid of the one motherfucking president, one person. Why is everybody else? See, shit like this doesn't sit right with my nigga senses.
What was that movie where the people staged? I think it was like an attack on an NBC or something, and they placed cadavers already on the scene. So that when they did the explosion and no one was there, the bodies would appear to have been, killed in the explosion, but really the government placed them there already. So the quote-unquote deaths weren't even actual deaths. You see what I'm saying?
Don't know what you're talking about. But I got an even better one. Why is it that did the president make a statement yet? Or is we just waiting on him to get his role?
What president?
Of Egypt.
Actually, now that you just said that, I'm seeing him standing at a podium.
They probably planned a fucking video of him standing on the podium 10 years ago.
Hey, exactly. You're right about that shit. Hell, for all we fucking know, all this shit we see on TV might have happened 10 years ago. We don't remember it.
Who do we know? We got to get Nanya to go to Egypt and really report this shit to us for real.
There ain't shit going on out there. Sunny skies, people fucking playing with their kids. They could be running fucking tapes to us 10 years ago and we wouldn't fucking know it. It's possible. Not saying that that's what's happening, but it is definitely possible. They could be fucking just running bullshit and using their voiceover work add it to the video, and we just believe whatever the fuck we see
and
on TV.
Over here in America believe that lie.
To be honest with
I
you.
I agree, because anytime, I mean, some shit just don't fucking, it just, it, my nigger senses, I'm telling you, it, my fucking nigger
to be,
senses.
To be honest with you, I think the people in Egypt are just tired of their puppet government dictating to them. You know, the Egyptian government is controlled by the American embassy.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Wait, I didn't hear what he said. Say it again, B.A.
I said because you are aware that the Egyptian government is controlled by the American embassy.
You said it's
so
controlled
the
by the American embassy?
It's a puppet government, just like the government of Afghanistan, Iraq, and soon to probably be Iran.
But what exactly is their problem, though? You're right about that, but what exactly is their problem?
Well, they were under tyrannical rulership over there. Law enforcement was protecting with the law enforcement over there in Egypt is basically protecting only the politicians. They was all types of human violations.
You know
violations,
what? You know what? It just fucking dawned on me, man. It dawned on me, even though my name is Dawn, but it just dawned on me for real. Fuck, it goes right back to, God damn it, the wag the fucking dog. This was Rodney been saying the whole goddamn time. At the end of the motherfucking day, the shit is staged. It's not fucking real. However, the United States government is setting up a goddamn stage for us to look at the greatest motherfucking movie ever produced once again, as they've done throughout history, making us believe that there's some fucking protest going on. There's one fucking president who don't want to step down. All like this Castro shit going on and shit, but at the end of the motherfucking day, it's to take over Egypt. This comes into the one world government. It still goes back to one world order. Right back to this. At the end of the fucking day, it doesn't matter how they go about bringing in the one world order. The point of it is that it's happening. One world order.
Exactly.
One
nation.
One dictatorship. That's what the fuck this shit goes down to. That's it, period. They stage every fucking thing just so when once they get to Egypt, that's it. Now they have control of Egypt. We'll have us to believe they have control of Egypt.
You know what's honestly hard to believe about a one world government? I just don't see why will all these global elites surrender all of their political, monetary, and financial power to the single world entity.
Because
it's
been
hard to believe.
Listen.
They don't have to surrender in order for them to be a part
exactly.
of the one world government, Malcolm.
Exactly.
One
you know what one
government
world government
does not
means?
Mean you only
that
have like
all
one
government coming
world.
Together as one.
Exactly.
They're not surrendering any fucking
nothing.
Thing. They just coming together as one.
Yeah.
Is this not in the book of Revelations? Did that not tell you this, my congregation? He that have an ear, let him hear.
Nah, they're all going to subjugate all power under one single entity. They have to. They're going to have to.
Malcolm, you don't even believe it exists. Now you're saying what they have to do? That doesn't make sense.
I was just about to say that.
They don't have to.
Don't believe it exists. Because people with, if you had any, but people with power don't surrender power. They never
but
give
we just
power
explained
up.
They're not surrendering it, Malcolm.
So,
you're the only one who refuses to believe that they're not surrendering. You just said, well, they'd have to.
Because they're not
so
going to
really,
do
you're just
so.
Having a conversation
anything,
in your
the only
head
thing
you're going to
see at best is globalization. Do you know what globalization is?
You say globalization, John says
best.
One world order. What the fuck is
it's the same goddamn thing.
What the fuck
global.
Is the difference?
This is global. This is global. What's next? We can probably figure out what the fuck where they're going next. Come on, let's throw some names out. Let's predict this shit. What's next? If they got Egypt, they already got Iraq and Iran. What's next? Iran?
Russia and China?
They're taking over the whole fucking Middle East. And what's next? Germany
and
the United States are already one. This is prophecy, baby. It's going down right here, baby. We're living proof of the book of Revelations. It's happening right the fuck now. Saudi Arabia. It's happening now.
Saudi Arabia's already Saudi Arabia is already an ally with the government, with the U.S.
Exactly. We just throwing out names. We already know that. Next. What's next? What are they going to strike next?
Say,
what are they
going to
do? What's the next plan? What's the next location?
China right now. We couldn't get China right now. You
can't
know
control
we're
China.
Well, China
can't
is
control
refusing
Russia
to
either.
Bow down. China
we
has refused to bow down.
Neither North Korea
gone.
Neither
North
Korea. They can't control those nations.
We have
right,
to pull
right.
Well,
that's prophecy, that China
yeah.
was not going to goddamn bow down to the eagle. That was already prophesied
yeah,
that China wasn't going to do it. You're late. I knew about that when I was 12. But
listen, you know this shit is staged in fucking Egypt just off the simple fact that they haven't even told us how the fuck the 1,000 prisoners get released out of a fucking prison and running all over the fucking streets.
They did the same thing in Hurricane Katrina.
What they do?
When they release the, you know, the prisoners all mad ass late.
Let me tell y'all something though. It's
only
prophesied that there's going to be war on America's soil. So look for America. After all this shit is going to happen, right? Where y'all at in America? I'm not here. This is a holographic projection of my voice. I'm gone already. But shit's going to happen.
Either that, or they're going to fucking use a biological attack on our ass. Is what they're going to do, which is going to be the easiest way to clean up a whole bunch of people at one fucking time.
That's why
I don't know why people don't believe
the
shit they see in the movies.
Those five motherfuckers, those five billionaires and all the motherfuckers, the rest, you got the Majestic 12, you got all these type of motherfuckers, them are the ones you got to watch out for. The Majestic Tour, they just came out with a movie called The Knight of Templar. Man, watch the signs, man. Watch this shit, yo.
Mm-hmm.
The Illuminati is a welfare case compared to the Majestic 12. Mm-hmm.
This is I hate that word, Illuminati. I hate it.
But it's real, though. But it's just the Illuminati is just like a fucking penny compared to the dollar scale. The Illuminati is like a penny. The motherfucking Majestic 12 is like a fucking quarter. So you got to watch that shit. These clandestine societies, man, are the ones that's actually running this shit. The Sister 24, oops, I didn't mean to say your name. Oh, my God, they're on to you. But she says international bankers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's global corporations, too.
Man, look, man, there's
money,
people that make up corporations,
money
man.
And fucking power.
What do you think about Ursula Burns? What do you think about her?
I never known the bitch exists until you mention it. Who is she?
She's the CEO of the mega corporation, the multinational corporation, Xerox. Yeah, she's a dark skinned black African woman.
Oh, man, is she? When you say black African, are you meaning from the continent of Africa, or
yep.
what?
She's from Africa? She's African American. My bad. She's African American.
Okay,
her
are you saying
African
American as if she was over in America from Africa?
She's born here, but her parents are African American.
Oh, I see.
Are you saying her parents are African American because they are from Africa and they came over here to America? What are you fucking saying?
Okay, it's a black woman. It's a black woman in a position of power. She controls one of the most powerful corporations on earth today.
Yes, yes. We must look into that. So,
oh wow!
And you mentioned her.
Everybody's heard of Oprah, but you never heard about her.
Oh my God!
Are you here to judge us, nigga? Did you know a lot about her before fucking?
Well, let me
fucking
tell you. I know about the
nigga.
Bitch. I read about the bitch, and I was gonna make a motherfucking statement about that bitch 2 motherfucking months ago on my show about black women that are running major corporations, and she happens to be one of them. Yes, I still have it saved and bookmarked on my motherfucking computer. There's not a black prominent bitch that Don and Corleone don't know about.
Uh-oh. But I was just playing.
You got more breaking news from Egypt.
You got some breaking news, Rodney?
Yeah, we have more breaking news from Egypt. As predicted, Obama has announced in 2008 that he wants a civilian police. Well, now out in Egypt, they have now announced that the civilians of Egypt have now turned into the new police, and they are protecting their own neighborhoods. Wow,
right now,
this stuff
as we speak.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I remember Obama making that statement in 2008 that, yes, the civilians will be the new police. This is incredible.
And now they have it. Now that's what they're saying that the civilians in Egypt right now are doing. They are now putting on their fucking badges, and they are taking over because the other police ran out.
Duh. You see? That is just that easy. I hope black people are watching this shit, by the way. I mean, it might be phased, but I hope black people look at how fucking to overthrow a government and to become your own fucking means to an end. How long did it take Egypt in the news? About 7 days? Over the weekend, maybe?
Okay, so now, yeah, I'm watching it now. So what are the steps? Could you please repeat it for us, please?
Who, me?
No, MC Jolly.
Oh, well, according to...
I totally forgot. First of all, you're not going to be able to do that to the United States government. That ain't going to happen.
No.
Why not?
Good. To make fucking United States government has the most powerful fucking unit. Girl, they got allies and shit. You don't want to fuck with them.
Yeah, but the United States... But are we talking about us doing that on these on our city streets? Because,
I love this country. I'm a patriot. My father fought in the
Vietnam
War. My uncle's no fucking way, Jose. No, I got family in the Pentagon. Not happening.
I don't agree with either one of you. I don't. Jolly, are you saying that's a good thing for us to have civilian police?
Well, first of all, absolutely, totally, 100%. That's what
the majority of our police are civilians. They just put on a badge.
Yeah.
No. Meaning you don't have to go through the normal process of fucking going and getting fucking degrees and all that bullshit to fucking become a cop and all that shit. That doesn't mean you can pick up motherfucking weapons and shit. And basically what they're going to do is they're going to turn the fucking country against each other
like a
motherfucker.
Wait a minute, Rodney. Dude,
that's what
they're
going to do.
Turn the countries against each other. What they're trying to do.
Hell no.
Hold on, wait a minute, Rodney. Do you know that China has a civilian army? So why are you acting like civilians can't get trained in terms of being a police officer and then fucking police in the streets? Why are you acting like that's a big deal?
Because we're not fucking China. That's not the purpose behind the civilian police here. Like they have right now a big sister. What's the lady, they call her Big Sister, whatever, where she got everybody watching each other in Walmarts and shit, and she wants everybody to snitch on each other, and if you see somebody, tell what they're doing. Call the police. They training fucking people brains to fucking just start shit with each other all the fucking time. That's what they're doing.
Artists to do that as well, like T.I., the no snitch. Go call the police. They're using these motherfuckers. So Randy, are you fucking telling us now Big Brother has a sister too now?
Man, let me get this bitch. Did I say that shit on air? Oh, sorry. Let me get her name. Her name is... What's her fucking name? Nancy something?
Nancy Pelosi?
Big Sis Walmart. Let me just type that shit in. What's her fucking name?
Who is Nancy Pelosi, Jolly?
That's the Speaker of the House.
She's a big white lady with
And that's Big Sis. Incredible.
What the fuck is her name? The telescreens, they're gonna put these screens in Walmarts now. Janet Napolitano. That's her name, Janet Napolitano. You haven't seen these things in Walmart where they have screens up now. They're putting them up in Walmarts, and they're going to fucking trying to train people to fucking start just telling on any and everything somebody do. If they have their hands in their pocket, call the police. If they look strange, call the police. Like, this is what they're fucking doing. Us having a civilian police is not good for the United States because
all,
the devil's behind it is going to use it against us, not like China.
That's fucking fucking snitches. That's not a civilian police. That's what MARTA asked motherfuckers to do. If you see somebody on the train and they look suspicious, fucking call them out. That's not a goddamn civilian police.
Okay. Hey, I understand what your version of a civilian police would be because you're thinking about China and all that shit, not the version of civilian police in America. There's a totally fucking difference.
We don't have civilian police in America, Rodney, as of what you're saying. Those are fucking snitches. Those are rat fucking greedy bastards that don't give a fuck about other people. That's not fucking civilian police. That's just
okay. You're not combining the two. You're not seeing where I'm going with this.
I personally don't see what's wrong with snitching on somebody.
What I'm seeing, you're going in the wrong direction. That is not a civilian police. That has existed since the police have had tip lines since the beginning of fucking telephones. We've always had people that tell on other fucking people. That is not a civilian police.
And Rodney, well, what's wrong with that? If you see someone who's threatening or look sneaky, what's wrong with telling on them?
Say what?
Oh my gosh.
What did BA say?
I'm about to put a video on the chat room real quick.
Put the video in the chat room. BA, what did you just say?
They say, I'm basically saying, if you see someone who looks suspicious, what's wrong with calling the police on them or telling on them?
Man, everybody,
because you'll have a country focusing on living in fear.
Stupid. I just get
you have a country focused on living in fear.
I just get out of suspicious looking people way. You feel me? Fuck
that.
I ain't got time to call the police. I'm getting the fuck out of there. Something ain't right around here. Let me just bounce. Who got time for that shit? I ain't even getting paid to call the fucking police, so fuck that shit. They charge me goddamn money every month for 9/11. Fuck them. Don't that make sense?
That's not.
Now, they start paying the motherfucker to call the police, then I'll be a 911 worker. Other than that, I ain't calling these motherfuckers for shit. I'm just getting the fuck out the goddamn way.
Well, they do.
I'm not gonna help these niggas do their job unless they hire me. That's all I'm saying. I'm unemployed. God damn it, give a nigga a job. You ain't gonna get shit. You ain't gonna get no fucking medal for that shit. They ain't finna goddamn put you in the White House with Obama because you did a good thing. Fuck that. They offer a reward? Oh
yeah.
My God, we gotta talk about that. Are they hiring? How much is their reward? I'll be calling every day, God damn it. I call on a few of my enemies first and shit. Just fuck it. Let me just call a few motherfuckers I don't like. Shit, you'd rather have me a civilian police, nigga. It's on and popping, God damn it. Shit, I'll be the cricketest civilian police on the fucking planet.
Or us. Listen to what we're talking about now. Okay, for instance, they can have somebody listening to our shit and then call the cops on us to say that we are a possible threat to the United States because we're voicing our opinion about some shit.
Let me just put on the record, the Donna Corleone show does not reflect anything that anybody has said within the show since Donna Corleone has been broadcasting live. Also, I love the government. I got a family who works for the government. I am also related to Michelle Obama, Condoleezza Rice, and Dick Cheney. All right? I love y'all. This is my time. God bless y'all. Y'all stay black. As a matter of fact, God damn it, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, the Donna Corleone show. Peace.